The stench of cow manure hovers over this performance by the Dolphins.
Why, Don? Why?
Obnoxious, foul, and distasteful. The Dolphins are cursing, and man, it's disgraceful, 'cause Brian Cox and the rest of them are saying,
suck my dick, lick my balls, shit on you, motherfucker.
Words of love they toss in the microphone. The dump button just can't seem to be left alone. And all of this is because they like saying,
suck my dick, lick my balls, on you, motherfucker.
Oh, but they play football badly.
How do you say that?
How did the Patriots kick their ass?
Suck my
dick. When will they make it to the Super Bowl? But with an attitude as bad as theirs.
Say what?
They're tossing our hopes down the stairs.
Oh, man.
Rude, obnoxious, foul, and distasteful. The Dolphins are cursing, and man, it's disgraceful. 'Cause Brian Cox and the rest of them are saying,
suck my dick, lick my balls, shit on you.
Yes, they're saying,
suck my dick, lick my balls, motherfucker.
Oh, they're saying,
suck my dick, lick my balls, shit on you. Suck my dick, lick my balls, shit on you, motherfucker.
You son of a bitch.
What are they saying? 10:08 at WIOD. Happy Tuesday to you. And, boy, am I in a good mood now. You know, I'm not one of those people that likes to revel in other people's misery, but in this case, I'll make an exception. Remember like in Godfather 1 where he says, this time, one time only, Kay, I'll let you ask me about my business. Remember that? No, you don't. But anyway, so the news is, in case you missed Rick and Suds, which I know everybody was definitely glued to their radio at about 20 to 10 when we discussed this, the facts from John Stewart, one of our former paisans over there at WSUN in Tampa. Many of you who are still listening to WIOD, remember those couple of years that we were locked in there at WSUN? That we were locked in like prisoners in a goddamn cage, like birds in a cage? And there were those people on here when they finally decided that, well, they didn't want Randy, and then they didn't want Rick and Suds, and then I finally told them to stick the whole operation up their ass, and we all kind of vanished off their radio station over there. And there were certain fat, pompous assholes on air over there, like, reveling in that and saying, well, they weren't good enough for the Tampa Bay market, which is quite a commentary. So anyway, the scary part of this story is, which Roger Fisher evidently in the St. Pete Times isn't sharp enough to figure out, that Cox Broadcasting is now on their bended knee to the American Fecal Association, and they've allowed them, first of all, they allowed Howard to be blown out in Chicago at our sister-in-law station up there at the FM, CKG. And then he went right across the street 2 days later to JJD, and is probably going to kick everybody's ass. And now WSUN makes a sports trio, SUN succumbing to pressure from the American Fecal Association, threw Bob Lasseter right out the door on his... How do you like that? And also along with him, right on his behind, were the Hooters girls and Gary Spivey. So the only show they have left from the former lineup, from the most recent lineup, is Ron and Ron in the Morning, whose show has been watered down and diluted badly. Badly. By the way, you did hear that Ron Diaz's wife died. Can we mention that on the air?
About 2 weeks ago or something?
Yeah. But anyway, so Ron and Ron are still on the air, and they're in the morning, been watered down because the American Fecal Association don't want them to say crap on the air or take one. And now they got the fabulous sports babe, the same bitch that's on QAM here every day, just absolutely murdering them from 10 to noon. Oh, by the way, speaking of QAM, Jeff Rimmer invited himself in on a show tomorrow morning for a couple of hours because he doesn't really come on to talk hockey or talk anything. He just comes on because it pisses off the people at QAM. So everybody over at QAM, be sure to be listening. Make sure you got your tape recorders rolling tomorrow from 10 to noon. Rimmer's going to be saying a lot of spicy crap and really just ripping you guys an ass, okay? A big, fat Hank Goldberg lookalike ass. So anyway, they got the sports babe on from 10 to 2, replacing the Hooters girls. And Lasseter is being replaced by... Now, this is so shocking. This company, seriously, when you stop and think about it, and coming at a time when the audience here has basically bailed out on us, they realize the handwriting's on the wall. They've bailed out on this station because they understand that Cox... It's not just Brian Cox that's the problem. It's anybody with the name Cox. We have a major Cox problem in this state. Scott Brantley and Steve Dumig's sports show is on from 2 to 6 in the afternoon drive on WSUN, which also airs on WFNS 910 a.m. in Tampa. Because SUN and FNS are linked by a joint sales agreement and have been sharing programming in the same market. In the same market. That would be like us putting on Fat Hank in the afternoon. Or like us putting on Rick Siderman in the afternoon. Simulcasting with a light bulb. Have you ever heard of such a thing? I mean, we're familiar with all this crap that's going on, these LMA, these local marketing agreements, which is nothing more than companies like gobbling up other stations and so on and so forth. And like they did with Big here, with Waxy and Y100. But broadcasting, simulcasting within the same market, the programming, I'm not talking about like at night. Like in Tampa for a while, they had the Lightning were on an FM station and on an AM, which I think was FNS, which you can barely hear, and now it's on SUN. That's one thing. But I'm talking about a program that's on in drive time, an afternoon drive from 2 to 6, that's on SUN and FNS in the same market, which they now have three sports talk stations in the same market over there, which they don't have any football team. It's on the way out. They just tried to get all those signatures. They tried to get all those people to sign up. They needed 50,000, and they got 32,000, and they said, that's not enough. We're leaving, so the Bucks are leaving. They got a baseball team, which is hasn't even been named yet. Well, they did name it, but people are pissed off. What was the name of it? The Devil, the Hells, what was it? Remember the people got all bent out of shape about it? The Devil Rays?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. So they got a baseball team that may have to leave town before they even start playing because the people are pissed off, all those born-again Christians over there, about the name of the team. And the AFA, I'm sure, is really pissed off about that. The Devil made me do it, and they got no basketball team, and their hockey team blows even though they won five in a row. They still suck. How do you like that? Three sports stations in the same market, including two of them, which are sharing similar programming, one of them owned by Cox. How do you like that? There's a major Cox problem in the entire state of Florida. In fact, it's almost like this corporation is saying,
suck my
dick to the FCC. How do you like that? Which would be a first for them. Okay, just calm down. Don't get started hysterical again like yesterday. Look what it did to your blood pressure. You're right. I'm just going to talk to myself. Okay.
Mr. Henry, when you're done with your test, don't sit there cleaning your fingernails. Just turn it over on the desk.
But someday I'm going to be on WIOD 2 to 6 in the afternoon on 610 WIOD.
Oh, so you're back on your mother's pills again, huh? To the principal's office.
Phil Hendry, 2 to 6 p.m. on News, Talk, and Entertainment Radio. 610 WIOD.
A stench of cow manure hovers over this performance by the Dolphins.
Okay, 10:17. You can still smell it, can't you? It's in the air. It's like wafting everywhere. Isn't that what the song says? They're in the air. It's in the air. You smell it everywhere. Something like that. So the thing that I got all excited about several weeks ago, you notice I'm in the forefront. I'm like years ahead, the pioneer of what the people get excited about. Officers charged in motorist death. Remember this? The cousin of Pittsburgh Steelers football player Ray Seals. Remember the cousin got beaten to death? And they took the test and the blood test. They found out he had like one beer and very little alcohol and no drugs in his system. And they just stopped him for speeding in an all-white neighborhood, this black guy, and they beat the crap out of him, and he died.
He died?
He died. He's dead. Johnny Gamage. And now, finally, it's made it all the way up to page 3 in the Sun Sentinel. See, the OJ thing, that was on page 1 every day for a year and a half, but because not that many people know Ray Seals, and certainly nobody knows Johnny Gamage and the fact that he's dead, I guess he's not that important anymore. But here's another great case of police brutality and another great case of real racism as opposed to alleged. And nobody really gives a crap about it. I just thought I'd mention that because sooner or later, all the stuff comes out. You know what I'm saying? Sooner or later. Okay, our 610 WIOD, it's too many of these things going on. We got the Miller Lite beer, Life is Good, and the 610 WIOD, which used to be good. We got that contest, Kick Your Way to the Super Bowl, and the mobile armored truck. The armored van, the thing, is going to be at Big Daddy's Flanagan's Bar and Grill, 1550 Northwest Lejeune Road, in the Best Western in Miami, noon to 1 today, and Flanagan's at 1550 West 84th Street in Hialeah, 5 to 6 this afternoon. You can go there and sign up. Just fill out the entry blank. You must be 21 or older, and you'll be, maybe if they yank your name out of there, involved in the kick the field goal contest before the Atlanta game Sunday, and then they pick the three winners to kick it off prior to the regular against the Chiefs, okay? It just goes on and on. And the final winner gets a trip for two to the Super Bowl in Tempe, Arizona, courtesy of Miller Lite Beer, Life is Good, and 610 WIOD. Then we got the Pizza Loft tonight, 6 to 9. That's at 69th and Flagler, just east of the Palmetto upstairs. We'll have our Center One stuff. Our total, by the way, is 46,220, and that's where we are with that. Here's our first call of the day, and I'm sure the first of many hundreds and hundreds today. It's going to be a big day because I know this audience, when they see that the American Fecal Association is manipulating the program on WSUN, that they dropped basically an entire format because they're a bunch of cowards and that we can't be far behind. Now we know this audience is really going to rally behind us. In addition to which, all the ethnics who allegedly do not listen to us, they're going to be calling in today to register their whatever they are, that they're there. Miami, hello.
Neil, is there any chance that your program director can have Bob Lasseter do midnights and weekends on WIOD?
I sure hope not.
Why?
Why what?
Would you rather have Dr. Laura and what's his name
on weekends? I'd rather have dead air than Bob Lasseter. He's a bag of crap and a bad guy and a troublemaking, backstabbing. If we want a backstabber, we can go over and get Hank. We don't need Lasseter.
Okay, Neil, okay.
Thanks for the suggestion. There's another amateur PD. So, by the way, speaking of program directors, yesterday, Steve, what's his name? He was telling me that the new census is out and that starting with the fall book, which was this last trend when everybody who speaks English went in the toilet, including us and Howard and everybody else, the new census is out, and as a result, there's only 44% in Dayton Broward like Anglo, and they're 56% ethnic now. So,
well, what are the rest of you waiting for? Get out already.
So the bottom line is we got no chance is what he's saying. Of course, that doesn't account for the very reduced length of listenership, which I don't see where that's connected. And also doesn't account for the fact we've gone down in every trend all year since way back in the winter book, back January, February, and March. But then, of course, it would be inconvenient for him to talk about that because he's got no excuses made up for that yet. But so today we want to hear from geeks. You know what I'm saying? From people who are like foreigners. We want to make you feel welcome here. Even frogs, French Canadians, everybody, we love you, or at least we're talking a good game. Hey, if Maddie's can lie a lot, why can't the rest of us, okay? Because that's the only chance we got, is to pander now to people who know speak English. We love all of our good friends out there. In fact, we want every one of those Julios to be there. In fact, I do love my young Julio friends. You know what I'm talking about? The real good-looking ones. We want them all to show up tonight at Pizza Loft. Oh, and by the way, I heard Rick say this morning something about come out to the Pizza Loft and buy the stuff tonight, and there'll be lots of fun and lots of food. There'll be lots of food, all right, for you to buy. We don't give away food at these things. I got the distinct impression when he said that the schnorrs would be assuming, oh, it's free food at the loft tonight. So unless Ponytail is changing his tune, which I seriously doubt. So we're inviting all of the young Julios to come on out tonight.
We're not talking about women.
That's for damn sure. At the Pizza Loft from 6 to 9 and prove to us that we still have a loving, a wonderful, and ethnic audience. The more ethnic, the better. We want Yugoslavians. We want Croatians and Serbs and Bosnians. We want Egyptians. We want geeks. We want lots of African-Americans. We want Puerto Ricans. We want Colombians, Nicaraguans. We want illegal aliens. We want Mexicans, as long as they use a lot of right guard before they show up. Whatever you are, we want you to be there, okay? And the more foreign, the better. Look at that. As soon as I said that, Broward went out. You're a history, Broward, you're not kidding me. You're just on the last step before Boca, okay? It's just one step away. Keep moving, just like in Detroit. Just keep moving north, and pretty soon you'll be in the goddamn Upper Peninsula, baby. So we'll do good in Jacksonville. 1022 at WIOD, and they got a pretty good football team, by the way.
Most everywhere you drive, there's a Borders Books and Music store. And now there's a new one in Fort Lauderdale, 2240 East Sunrise, next to the Galleria. New books, new music, new store. Big Bang Grand Opening with Rick and Sons, Neil and Phil, live Saturday at 1. All the best of WIOD CDs, cassettes, and T-shirts. All the guys live on location, all at one time. Borders Books and Music on Sunrise in Fort Lauderdale, 1 to 3 p.m. Saturday, benefiting Center One. From News, Talk, and Entertainment Radio, 610 WIOD.
Oh. Okay, 1028 at WIOD. Adam's got a tough decision to make in there. He's like Two-Face in Batman Forever. He's going to flip a coin. Okay, we got an open line. Yeah, just flip a coin and see which one's going to be. I bet it ain't going to be Craig Stevens, okay? Craig has got the hots for Adam. I just thought I'd mention that. We have an open line in Dade, 751-WIOD. All three in Broward, of course, are open as soon as I mention. What is it?
He wants to know which one is tails and which one is heads.
No matter which it comes out, it's both tails, okay? No head. So anyway, here's an incredible thing that somebody sends me out of the Sun Sentinel, November 22nd, from the personal ads. Wait till you hear this. It says, Seeking Peter North. Do you look like Peter North? Very sexy, single white female, 26, 5'2", blonde slash brown. That means blonde up top, brown down below.
Thank you.
Who enjoys photography and beach, seek someone with the same characteristics if you look like Peter North. In other words, if you used to look really good like about 15 or 20 years ago, if you're a straight shooter, That's what she wants. You want the post office box or what? So anyway, Jeff Moss just calls, and I'll tell you more about that later, because I'm not going to tell these people now, otherwise they'll start calling now. Here's Davey on a purple line. Hello.
Hey, Neil. Time for me to do my a pubic service.
Yes?
Our boys in blue are out in force on I-75.
Yeah.
Around mile marker number 12, picking on the working people in unmarked cars, giving them tickets for whatever reason.
Great.
You don't think it has to do with the end of the month, do you?
No, I think probably they're looking for all these foreigners that we just discovered in the census, and if they find any minorities out there, they'll beat the crap out of them and kill one or two so we can have another big news story.
That could be good.
That would be interesting. Keep people, keep something to talk about.
And secondly, I went to your favorite town recently, New Orleans.
Second favorite town next to Paris, by the way, of course, the French Quarter is the highlight in New Orleans.
Right.
So does that tell you why it's such a crappy town?
That key word.
Yeah.
No, I like New Orleans, but unfortunately I went to a close friend of mine who passed away of cancer, and they had a Baptist preacher at the service. And if you've ever experienced that, this is like a new awakening. First of all, he told us we were all going to hell unless we were saved.
Yeah.
And then he said that two angels were going to come down and lift the soul of my friend up to the Lord.
I bet you one of them is J.T. Snow.
Well, I needed to know why. Yeah, that could be. That could
probably
be
Chili Davis is the other one.
Yeah, okay.
Well, got to throw one minority in there.
Why couldn't one angel do it?
Was your friend big?
No, he wasn't.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe
the angels are a bunch of pansies like most of those priests.
Anyway, thanks, Neil, and keep off I-75.
Okay.
Right, bye.
Thanks for the good news. By the way, speaking of keeping off I-75, as I'm coming down the highway to hell, 79th Street, to work this morning, there's a sign, have you seen it, that says December 2nd through the 6th, 79th Street will be closed at 2nd Avenue. Now, if 79th Street is closed, that's northeast, I'm sure what they're talking about. If it's closed at northeast 2nd Avenue, there will be no way to get here.
Except my way.
Which is what?
Northeast 10th Avenue.
Oh, forget that.
Which is all torn up right now, and they have a really atrocious detour. So
there's no way to get here. So I think, let's see, December 2nd is what, Saturday? Right. So that means next Monday through Wednesday, we may have to bring out those tapes again for the whole station, or else call the show in from home. I don't think there's going to be any way to get here, because they still got Biscayne all torn up for like the last 8 months, and you can't make the little Wendy's shortcut there. It takes an extra hour. There's no way to get here. So I just thought I would mention that in passing for the powers that be out there who are so... How the hell do you do that? They're going to be, in other words, not just certain hours, but it's going to be shut down for 4 solid days from December 2nd through the 6th, period. So if you're going like anywhere over there on the causeway, I guess maybe we can come down to the old A1A with Ron St. John. Here's Miami. Hello.
Neil.
Yes, ma'am, sir. Ma'am.
I want to talk about you real quick.
About me?
Yes, and stop me if you've heard this before. Did you read the Dr. Atkins Health Revelations of September?
The Health Revelation?
Yes, he has a little, shall we say, a little newsletter that he puts out.
No, I don't get that. Don't ask me why I don't get that, because with all I've done for him, I ought to be getting 10 copies of it every month.
But let me let you know, because of the unbridled on-the-air enthusiasm of a popular radio talk show host in Miami.
Right.
My newest...
Who can't buy a call, right.
Newest diet book forced to the top of the South Florida bestseller list. I just wanted to let you know, I want to get your facts so I can send it to you, and I just want to let you know personally that it worked for me over 30 pounds in a
Great.
Month. And the only problem with the diet is once you've lost it, all the way, how do you keep your enthusiasm for other people when you want to let them know about it?
What do you mean by that?
Well, you've
How would you not be enthusiastic?
Well, you've taken care of yourself, but once you go up to other people and you're all enthusiastic about it...
So just point at them and laugh and say, hey, are you a fat slob? And just laugh yourself silly.
Have you continued with it?
Yes. I didn't continue with it on vacation.
Uh-huh.
But I only gained like 2 pounds, and since I've been back, I went back on it, and I'm right back where I was before I left. I lost the 2 pounds back, which I think is pretty damn good when you consider that I ate tons of pasta in Italy. I ate cannolis. I ate all those Perugina chocolates. I ate all kinds of stuff. I had a little gelato and only gained a couple of pounds, and my blood sugar never went crazy.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to just send fax this over to you, because he doesn't mention you by name, which I think is not very nice
Well, that
of him.
Sucks, Bob, you douchebag, you old fart.
But you can at least put it in your scrapbook.
He's coming down here in December, by the way, and we're going to be having a seminar, which I will be at with him, which I can't tell you yet because we don't know where it is.
Oh, that's great.
But sometime in December, he's going to be coming down.
Well, something needs to be done. A lot more people need to know about this.
Well, a lot more people need to know about it, and a lot more people need to let us know what's going on. But, it was like one of those fad things, and people got excited about it for about 2 months, and we kept getting a million phone calls, and that was the end of that. Now it's all over,
which is
sad, because there are a lot of people out there. It's not just a short thing like a lot of these stupid diets where you lose X amount of weight.
It changes
your whole body chemistry.
Yes.
That's the thing that I'm excited about. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even though I haven't lost any more weight and I've been stuck for like about a month now, it doesn't bother me because it changed my blood sugar and I was able to go on that vacation and pig out and I didn't balloon up like a bullfrog.
I've convinced a couple of people and they say that they're not paying attention to the medical reports anymore because as far as they're concerned, this one works. That's it.
Well, my doctor loves it, I'll tell you that, and he's lost over 30 pounds on it.
But can they recommend it?
Why not?
Well,
he recommends it.
I've got a friend of mine who said that she went to her doctor. He says, well, it's very interesting, but I cannot recommend it.
Well, then find a real doctor, okay?
That's
find
true.
A doctor with some balls.
That's true.
With some brains and some balls.
Good point. I'm going to get your fax number then.
795-8418.
8418.
You got it.
Scrapbook.
Okay.
Thanks.
Keep it up.
You too. Bye-bye.
See ya. Look at that. Speaking of keep it up, look at that phone now, baby. We are down to a precious one. It's okay. 1035 at WIOD.
Expressed by the host, guests, or callers on WIOD are not necessarily those of the station or its sponsors. All WIOD programs are copyright 1995 by WIOD Incorporated. No tape recordings or transcripts may be created or distributed without prior written consent of WIOD Incorporated.
It's not just Hank Goldberg, it's a hippopotamus!
Yeah, let's play Godfather all day today, huh? They like to play games, and I think Jeff Moss ought to forget about those 15 pair of tickets for the Flyers game tomorrow night that we were going to give away starting in the next hour, because why should we reward these bastards, huh? Take a look at this phone, baby. I thought yesterday was bad. Coming back day today is going to make yesterday look like a goddamn picnic. I'll guarantee you that. Now get that Jew bastard guy off of there already. If that's the best we can do, get rid of him. Here's Miami. Hello.
Yes, how you doing? Neil.
Yes.
I spoke to you. We're talking about the diets again. I spoke to you a little while ago. I'm down to 30 pounds. I went to my doctor and had my...
You mean you're up to 30 pounds?
Yeah, I dropped 30 pounds.
Right.
And just came back to my doctor a few days ago. And he said to me, I don't know anything about this Michigan diet, but it's working for you. My LDLs went down from 152 to 136.
Oh! Yeah.
Just thought I would tell you.
That's great.
Okay.
Keep it up, pal.
We're trying.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
How do you like that? There's a report.
Hello, Neil. What's this diet about?
751-WIOD at Dade. I'm going to go out on the street corner and hand those tickets that Jeff Moss brings in next hour for the game tomorrow, and I'm going to hand them out to the homeless. I'm going to find the scuzziest, the most grotesque, the most dangerous-looking people I can find and say, hey, want some hockey tickets for the game tonight? That's what I should do. Because these people, sure as hell, they don't deserve the sweat off our ass, I'll tell you that. Here's Bell Harbor. Hello.
Neil, how you doing today?
Okay. Pretty slow, pal.
What are we going to do with these right-wing religious people who are going to boycott Disneyland?
Yeah.
Did you read that in the Herald yesterday?
Yeah, I was just talking about that, right.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, well, you want to...
You know, they steal all the money from those poor little people.
Shoot them in the leg.
Yeah. That's what we're going to do with them, pal.
Okay, babe.
Okay. See you at the Target practice. We'll show them a thing or two, going to these abortion clinics and shooting abortion doctors. How about shooting right-wing fanatics, huh? And if you happen to have bad aim and missed a leg, too bad. Because he works in mysterious ways. Here's Pompano Beach, a call in Broward.
Neil.
Yes?
How you doing?
Okay.
First-time caller?
Well, great.
Yeah.
Not a living person, huh?
Yeah, a living person.
What are you doing here?
I just woke up.
Okay.
I work nights. Did you happen to catch the news last night after the football game?
Did I catch the news after the football game?
Yes, sir.
In other words, you think I would have stayed up through that excuse for a football game and watched the news like at midnight?
Well, hey, you know.
I mean, if that game, well, of course, you're up at that hour automatically, but anybody that could have stayed awake through that excuse for a football game, forget it.
Right, right.
Unbelievable.
But there was a piece on there last night.
There was a piece?
A piece.
Yeah.
A very small piece. It was a diet. It was a religious diet.
Yeah.
You'll never guess what they do to lose weight. They read the Bible.
Oy!
To stop themselves from eating.
I'll tell you one thing. I read that enough, it would make me puke. I'd be on that bulimic diet. I'd be like Princess Diana.
I know. I guess it works in that
way. They read the Bible. Isn't it sad how many sick, weak minds there are out there just soaking up this crap?
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
And I also have an idea for Huizinga on what to do with the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Take Joe Robbie Stadium, rename it the Fishbowl. Take the Dolphins, rename them the Goldfish. Because they go belly up in a couple weeks anyway.
Okay.
That's it, Neil.
Have a nice life,
you
pal.
You too.
Go back to sleep. Okay, we have an open line in Dade, 751-WIOD. All three in Broward are wide open there, 524. I don't know what I'm sitting here pumping these numbers because our program director told me yesterday we got nobody but foreigners left in this market anyway. There are no people who speak English. We got no Anglos left. And the minorities, of course, don't listen to this radio station. And even if they do, they won't put it down in their diary, so we haven't got a Chinaman's chance in hell. Speaking of Chinaman's chance in hell, what's this? Is it Rolanda? Is that her name on this? Roxanne? Rolanda? Rolanda? Now, there's a show, if you want to see what America's becoming right there. Not that I want to sound bigoted or anything, but, it is comfortable once in a while to see a few people like yourself. In other words, if you're black, you like being, having a few other black people around. If you're white, you like knowing that there's like 5 or 10 other white people within a 10-mile radius. And you turn on all these talking head shows. She herself, of course, is black. She's got 3 black panelists on there, 3 maniacs on there, the usual goofballs they got off the street somewhere. You look at the composition of her audience, 70% of it is black, which I have no idea what city that show is taped in. But what city have we got beside Detroit and Washington that's 70% black? And I'm sure that show ain't taped in Detroit or Washington. And then the rest of the people, there's a smattering. There's some Asian people moving up in the world, not Orientals. And there's like 1 or 2 like Anglos. There are no Anglos left in America, okay? That's what that's the surprising part of the whole deal. There are none. And as far as Dayton, Broward County, if you're in your car right now, I challenge you to look around and see if you find anybody who looks like they speak English. You don't even think about asking them if they do, but just look at them. Swear at them in English and see if they understand. Here's Kendall. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Neil. This is Gio calling from Kendall, first-time caller.
Yes, sir.
Just want to thank you for pumping some life into the city here. A couple
things. Yeah, it's really working big time, I'll tell you that. Woo!
First is a thanks for the turn on to Atkins. I turned my wife onto it, and she's happy as a pig. Second question, I want to hand
happy as a pig or looks like one?
No.
Used to?
Never.
Okay.
Didn't get that bad. Second part is the Panthers. Want to go out to one of the games, want to know what's the best way to get tickets. Do I wait right before the game? Do I go down and purchase them from one of the ticket booths? What's the best way to get tickets for the Panthers?
You want the cheap ones?
I want good seats.
You want good ones?
I don't want to pay out the butt for them.
Good ones is to go up there right before the game.
How soon before the game?
Like whatever time they open the box office. I don't know, hour before, I guess. Hour and a half, whenever they open it.
Excellent. That's it.
Okay.
Nothing exciting. Thanks for your help.
I'll see you there. See, he was kind of like hinting around. I don't have any yet. I'll give them away when I get them, okay? That means all these lines are going to go out. See, if that's the best that we can do is either play games, let's play some trivia. Let's do word association games. Let's play some kind of game to get these people off their dead ass. I say a good hydrogen bomb is the way to solve the problem in this town. I mean, you people are dead and nobody told you about it. I think it must have rubbed off from Hallandale and Tamarack and Sunrise and Surfside and Delray Beach. It must be rubbing off on everybody else. Everybody's dead here, and they don't know it yet. A special announcement, most of you are dead. How do you like that? Speaking of that, here's Boca. Hello.
I'm alive.
Okay.
And I'm an Anglo, too.
All right.
And I'm not
begging. But you're in Boca. You're not in Dade or Broward. You're in Boca.
I won tickets off you last time, so I'm not going to snore.
Good.
But I did go up north, and I had to go to, visit some relatives in Jersey. And it was via Philly Airport.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my Panther jersey on.
Yeah.
The looks I was getting of hate.
Right.
And
good.
Screw
those guys.
And they're like, I'm just like, so proud, just going through the Philly airport, and I know they're chasing us, and they can't quite catch us.
I hope we kick their ass 10-1 tomorrow night.
Tell you one thing, that new arena they're building looks pretty nice, though.
Yep.
Next to the Spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
The Spectrum's just like a round piece of brick, but...
But isn't that interesting how they have the stadium and the arena right next to each other?
Yeah.
Which people are used to going there. It's convenient right off the expressway, which in Philadelphia, it's kind of hard to find anything right off the expressway, but that happens to be one of them, and it makes too much sense for us.
Yeah, they're like a real city. I mean, right. They actually fixed their airport, too.
Yep. I don't want to go into that thing about the airport again here. Miami, I'm going to tell you, I don't know which is worse, Miami International or JFK. I cannot believe what crappy airports we have in so many cities, including this one.
Yeah, but Philly, I guess they're coming around somehow.
How I pray that someday Fort Lauderdale becomes a real airport.
Yeah, and even up north they're calling for Shula's head, by the way. Everyone, even up there, is like, what's going on down here? What's your guys' problem? I'm like, hey, I'm a Panther fan.
Exactly. Who the hell needs their grief?
A disassociation. I want to go with the,
Go with the winner. You didn't want to say it.
I'm
with the winner. I heard I almost slipped out, yeah.
Sorry, but they're my team.
Okay.
All right.
See you tomorrow. Tomorrow night we got the big game. And the fact that he's bringing tickets over here to give away for that game, that is really astonishing. 4,500 unsold tickets for the first-place Panthers against the second-place Flyers with the second-best player in the game, Eric Lindros. Tomorrow night will be their Legion of Doom. And they're hotter than a pistol, by the way. This is an important game for both teams. The Panthers are 3 points ahead of the Flyers in second place. And, it's the same old story. I think what I need to do is go back out of town again, because every time I go out of town, we have the best turnouts. I think there's a message there somewhere. 1047 at WIOD.
You're going to play with the big boys. You better be ready. You got to practice. You got to hit people. You got to make things happen. And you got to be intense. Sports, the WIOD way. Dolphins on radio.
We need some help.
News, talk, and entertainment radio.
We need some help.
610 WIOD.
.1049 at WIOD. Here's a mobile in Hollywood is long gone. See what I mean about that? Really patient, baby. Two open lines in Broward now, 524-1 on the green line. By the way, Sarah, here's a check from my rich aunt in Hallandale. 46,320 at least for Center 1. And don't forget, we'll be at Borders in Fort Lauderdale this Saturday from 1 to 3. All of us, Rick and Suds, and Phil and yours truly. Here's Miami. Hello.
Hey, good morning, Neil.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Okay.
Spellbounded.
Spellbinded.
The Dolphins thing's getting almost as ponderous as the Atkins thing.
Meaning what?
It's just boring.
Yeah.
Who cares already?
Well, who the hell's talking about the Dolphins?
Yeah.
$46,786. There's our new Center One total. I told you by the end of the month, which is two more days, we'll have up to $50,000 after Pizza Loft tonight in two more days. 561-0078 is that number for you to call in your orders for your best of CDs and cassettes and T-shirts. 561-0078. Dateline's all wide open now, 751-9463. And I'm going to tell you right now, if they're not all lit up by the top of the hour, when it comes to give away those hockey tickets, Dade County can kiss my fat ass. How do you like that? All you ethnic phonies that are listening but won't call in because somebody might recognize your voice and call you faggot or something like that, which you probably are anyway. Marty Cohen when we need a man with that 10-gallon Texas hat. Remember Marty Cohen? You know what Luca Brasi said?
We need some help.
Because he sleeps with the fishes. I'm not that desperate. I got to talk to Dave the cop.
What's wrong with that?
What do you want?
I can come.
First, I get the old Jew bastard guy. I don't want chronics, man. I want some living people.
I fit
not
the,
St. Louis fans.
I fit the Swedish Jewish category.
Yeah,
in your
see another ethnic minority, right?
Hey, listen, I just
another
got
geek.
Back. I got back from New York City for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And I can comment on JFK or Miami International.
Yeah.
It's not close. Miami International sucks. It's the worst.
It's worse than JFK?
It's worse than JFK.
I don't think so.
I'm telling you.
Even the moving walkways at JFK, the rubber is rotted out. That's how old and how bad and how unkempt that airport is. What a joke. And their idea of restaurants is Burger King and Taco Bell. That's their two gourmet restaurants at JFK.
It's bad. It's pretty bad.
What a pathetic excuse for an airport that is.
And the parking here sucks, too.
Yeah, that's right.
It does suck. And you can't move and you can't get out. Once you get out onto the streets, you almost get run over by... some of the unlicensed drivers that
So since you
here.
Called, now I'm glad you put yourself in this position. How am I going to get to work next Monday through Wednesday when North East 2nd Avenue on 79th Street is going to be closed off? How do we get here? Are you going to provide a helicopter?
Try North Miami Avenue.
Miami Avenue to what?
Or what? What, 79th East and West is closed off? This is the news to me. I just got back.
Well, there's a big sign right there in the middle of the street, Dave, the cop in the city of Miami. There's a big sign that says December 2nd through the 6th, 79th Street will be closed at 2nd Avenue.
Okay,
closed.
Here's what you do. You park your car at Northwest 7 and 79 and get
yeah,
on the
right.
Jitney.
Right.
Get on the jitney and go east.
Right. No, I'll park my car at home is what I'll
okay.
do, and you'll pick me up and bring me here. How's that?
You got it, buddy.
Okay.
Have a good one.
See ya. Yeah. See, everything's a joke. He reminds me of our management here. Everything's a joke. We got a major problem. We got the city going to be closed down for 4 days right in the middle of the week, and nobody's going to be able to come out here. And, you know, Craig Stevens wants Adam badly. Here's Lake Worth. Hello.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
How are you, Neil?
Okay.
I want to go to the Panthers game and
yeah.
sit on your line.
Yeah, okay. Sit on this. Open line on the green line, 1-800-944. Here's Miami on the purple line. Hello.
Neil, just another Julio.
Yes?
Looks
what do you mean another one?
Well, we're the only ones out here listening.
That's right. And you can't get the diaries because your mamacita grabs it out of the mail and fills it all out, WQBA, WRHC, and Radio Romance, and we get no chance.
And I'm also an adolescent.
Too much romance, and we get no chance.
And I'm also an adolescent 5.0 Mustang driver, so.
Oh, Jesus. You'll get over that.
Hey, Neil.
Maybe Daddy will buy a Corvette when you turn 15.
Maybe. Neil, you think the Dolphins have any hope now that
no.
J.B. Toast is out of the season?
Yeah, well, that might be a plus.
It is a plus.
Mm-hmm.
We got Buckley.
Yeah, like I said, no chance.
See you, Neil.
Take up a new sport, pal. Soccer's not bad.
Take it easy.
See ya. Open line on the purple line. That's AT&T Wireless, pound IOD. We got two on the blue lines. Okay, here's our topic today. Talk show, a game show host, dead or alive, Bert Convy. You know, I always forget his name for some reason, but I guess when you're dead. Today it came back to me, Bert Convy. God, did I hate him. He was one of the most, and he died like of a brain tumor. He wasn't very old, was he? He was in his 40s, and he's dead.
Who?
Bert Convy. You don't know Bert Convy? He was on Tattletales?
What?
Oh, you don't have the game show channel because you don't have a dish. You're just some pedestrian slob with a cable. So you can't see all those great old... Well, that's not that old of a show. Tattletales? You don't remember that show? Where they had the little green TVs and they had the couples on there? And, Stiller and Mirror were always on there and all these boring people that you never want to see again telling different tales and they had to match the stories about their wives and the boyfriends, etc., both. You never saw Tattletales? You don't know who Bert Convy was? God, are you lucky. Man, did I hate him. Here's Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Hey, Neil, how are you?
How about Bud Collier?
He's dead, I think.
Yeah, long since, yeah.
Anyway, I'm kind of depressed about the Dolphins. What can I do?
You're what?
I mean, I love
don't want to talk. That guy that called before and said crap on here, he was right. I don't want to talk about the goddamn Dolphins.
Okay, how about the light bulb?
What about it?
I put that on the other day. What the hell is that they got on?
We have the same as the Dolphins. Crap. We have all the Broward lines wide open, 5249463. I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm declaring a hiatus on the Dolphins right now for the rest of this week, okay? When they lose to the Falcons on Sunday, then on Monday next week, you can call and cry again. That guy was right. Every station you tune on in this town, it's the same crap. In fact, I'm going to tell you before Rimmer comes on here tomorrow on Rips QAM and ass. On a Sunday, get back from the airport, didn't go to the game, I was too tired, so I'm trying to find a damn Panther-Kings game on TV, it's blacked out. So I'm forced to turn on the radio, it's 7:05, the first period is over. What are they talking about during the middle of a hockey broadcast? They're talking about the NFL scores. And we got more crying and gnashing of teeth about, oh, the Dolphins lost again, in the middle of a hockey broadcast. Nice going, QAM. Man, are you doing a hell of a job for the Panthers. No wonder they got 5,000 empty seats for tomorrow night, you assholes. It's like the other week you turn them on and they're talking about the damn Heat signing Alonzo Mourning in the middle of a football broadcast or whatever the hell it was. What is the sport? Whatever they play with a puck. You know what it is. See, you can't even remember what it is anymore because they're changing the goddamn story on us right in the middle of the game every time. But take all your dolphin manure, like Mandit says, and shovel it, will you?
Hey, stench of cow manure hovers over this performance.
Oh, you bet. Here's Boynton Beach. Like I said, we're not going to talk about it again. Boynton Beach, hello.
Hey, Neil, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey, man, what about that hockey game tomorrow night?
What about it?
Why, they should be able to sell that game out.
Yeah.
Come on. Like, Eric Lindros, their second place team, come on. I'm the biggest.
So you're telling me something I don't know?
I'm telling
this
you.
This is a crap hole town. What can I tell you?
I'm the guy that got tickets and went down there and they weren't there. And now Jeff Moss is supposed to hook me up.
Yeah.
For tomorrow at
Well, don't look at me about it. Nothing. I'm not involved. I'm not getting in the middle of this again.
All right. But
blame George for it.
Oh, yeah. I want to talk to George. You're going to put me on hold. Let me talk to him. Make sure I can go all the way down there and make sure they'll be there for me.
What are you saying, George? George said you're a pain in the ass.
Well, you know.
Is that what you just said?
Yeah, that's what I just said.
He just said you're a pain in the ass. I'm good at lip reading now.
It cost me a lot of money to take a day off, you know, to go down
there. I thought
there.
He gave you a bunch of other stuff, though, to make up for it. Didn't you give him
dinner at the pizza loft?
Gave you dinner at the loft, which ain't worth much.
All sorts of station
all sorts of paraphernalia. We gave you a bunch of crap, okay? Get out of here. We're tired of you already, okay?
I even gave him Jeff Moss's number, and
you're dumb enough to come down here thinking that this stupid station is going to give you a prize, then you deserve what you get. Nothing. You deserve getting shined. Here's Miami. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Neil, have you heard your Spanish version of you?
Have I heard what?
Your Spanish version of you.
Meaning what?
La Fe? In Radio La Fe?
No.
It's Carlos.
Yeah.
He's much better than you, though.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Then why are you listening here?
Because I love you.
Uh-huh.
Take care now.
Open line and date, 751-9463 and one in Broward, 5-2. Well, that was brilliant. There's another one of those Julios. He's putting down, he's listening to Carlos, who ain't even probably on air anywhere. But he loves me. Francisco Arruca is the best radio show on AM. And what time is he on?
I don't know.
There you go. I rest my case, okay? Every Julio in the city is listening to the show right now, but they're going to write down they're listening to Carlo, they're listening to Francisco Arruco, they're listening to Ray Ruiz, giving him a big squeeze. That's what these guys are doing, you phonies, you faggots. Here's a Mobile and Homestead. Hello. Mobile and Homestead.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
How you doing? This Mobile and Plantation.
It says Mobile and Homestead there. I would have sworn it did, unless George just pulled a fast one. wherever you say you are, I believe.
Hey,
you.
How you doing, Neil?
Look out the window. Are there a bunch of rednecks around?
No. Bunch of yentas.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
Probably close to sunrise.
I went to the hockey game. Must have been under the Vancouver game.
Mm-hmm.
I got tickets from you off the show.
Mm-hmm.
And it was my first hockey game, and it was great. And you're right about the fans. I mean, every time the Panthers scored, I mean, I was, like, jumping out of my seat going nuts. And everybody else was, like, you know, clapping.
Yeah.
You know, it's, like, sitting there, and I'm like...
And the only time they get animated is when they put that stupid thing on the scoreboard, the applause meter, the noise meter, and then, hey, they're all screaming, hey! Like we're impressing somebody, okay, with this fake excitement. You know, it's like faking an orgasm. Either you felt it or you didn't.
I mean,
and all the phony or excitement ain't fooling anybody.
And it's not like any other city where, like, I don't know if you saw the game, but in the third quarter, the Panthers scored a go-ahead goal, and they took it away from them.
Right.
And, I mean, I'm, like, jumping them down going crazy. And you heard, like, a few boos and everything like that and a few complaints.
Yeah.
But basically, it was like everybody just like, oh, well. You know, no big
yeah, but
deal.
When that Panther Patrol starts throwing those T-shirts, when they start slingshotting those things up into the crowd, baby, that's when
that's
they go
nothing.
Nuts.
You should have seen the people. You know that blimp that goes around and drops those pieces of paper?
Right.
And you get a free banner?
Right.
You think they were dropping gold.
Yeah.
I mean, these people are knocking each other off, you know, slipping all over the place, jumping over the seats for these little pieces of paper.
Well, welcome to Miami, pal.
We hired the best programming consultants in the business and told them to go to hell. 610 WIOD, Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
Tampa.
News, talk, and entertainment radio. 610 WIOD.
1106 at WIOD. We're not going to give away the hockey tickets. I just made up my mind. I don't care if he brings 400 pair here. You're going to have to really do a lot of pleading and begging with his performance yesterday and again here today. It is beyond, it's beyond description. Daylines wide open, man. All you Julios out there, that's all we want to hear from our Julios and black people and Oriental, I mean Asians and Eskimos and Mexicans and anybody else that fits into a minority category. That's the only way we're going to make it. All you white people, screw off, okay?
What about Das Jews?
Das Jews? Das Juden?
Ja.
Ja? You Nazi bastard. You anti-Semite.
I don't dislike Semites. Arabs are great.
All right, call George. All you Jews out there, call him up. And he's doing this right before Hanukkah, too, to really stick it in there. He's probably going to put up a big cross and one of those things in front of his house. What do they call those things? You know, where they have the little Mary and the Jesus and the whole... What do they call that?
Shrine?
No, not a shrine. They have a name for that. Are you serious?
The glory hole?
The glory hole, right. Oh, Jesus. North Miami Beach, hello.
Neil, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey, I just wanted to talk about...
You know what it is. What do they call that, where they have that little display, that Christmas thing out in front of some people's houses?
Nativity scene.
The nativity scene. Even this guy knows it. What's wrong with you, George, you phony goy? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Listen, I just wanted to talk about the Panthers a little bit because nobody else seems to want
they
to.
They don't give a crap. They got something good. They don't even know it. Whether it's me or the Panthers, they got something good in their hands and they slip right away.
Well, Fat Goldberg, all he wants to do is talk about the dead Dolphins.
You know something? I am so sick and tired. What is there to say about the Dolphins? They
exactly.
suck. I'm tired of hearing the crying and the whining. And Shula's got to go and all of it. We know all of that.
Yeah,
so,
all
you know,
that.
What's the point of saying
forget
it?
Forget all that. We got the first place team they wanted. Why can't they talk about that?
Right.
The Panthers have players
and all these people calling for free tickets like that asshole from Boynton Beach. There's plenty of tickets for sale for crying out loud. Let him scrape a few bucks together and go and support his team
I'm going regardless. If I have to get Panther pack, that's what I'm doing.
There you go.
But you know what I did about earlier is that Icebreaker package, which is a great package.
Right.
I got that. I got my first game I went to this year was the Kings game on Sunday. That was awesome.
That must have been great. They scored twice in the last seconds of the first and second period. That must have been dynamite.
You want to know something, Neil? Robbie Niedermeyer,
yeah.
who was quiet last year, you weren't sure about this guy, but, you know, he came out with fire in his eyes.
That's because we got Doug McLean. That's because we got a coach who can motivate these guys.
He got into
I'm going to say it
with
again.
Them.
Doug McLean is God, and anybody who doesn't appreciate him ought to get their ass kicked.
You know what? You know, I have to admit something, though. I was one of those lame people who didn't go earlier in the year because I said I didn't want to get attached. I don't want to give my money to Wayne. But
Come on.
I figured, you know, I'm the one to be missing out. He's going to do what he's going to do regardless, and I'm just going to be the one missing out if
when
I don't go.
When you got something good, man, you enjoy it while you got
exactly.
it.
Exactly. So I plan to go tomorrow and watch these guys play who actually look like they want to earn their money and play for the fun of the game and give it their all every night.
There you go.
So anyway, Neil, I'll see you tomorrow at the game then.
Okay, bring your rats.
All right.
See ya.
Bye.
How do you like that? There's a nice guy who actually knows what a nativity scene is, unlike our... You know, you see, you're just a brutal man. You hate the Jews, you hate the Goyim, you hate the Anglos, you hate the Blacks, you hate the Spics. You just hate everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We have an open line in Dade, 751, and one in Broward, 524. Is that me? Anyway, let's go to Boca. Hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
How's it going?
Okay.
Welcome back.
Uh-huh.
You still got that problem with your feet smelling?
Do I have a problem with my feet smelling?
Yeah, I heard you talk
about
it.
No, as a matter of fact, I put those, what do they call those things?
Odor readers?
Yeah. No, as a matter of fact, my shoes smell great, and I've been walking around all over Europe in miles and miles and miles, and they smell pretty nice.
Oh, yeah, I was going to offer
you a trade. If you play your cards right, I'll let you come over here and take a sniff.
I was going to offer you a trade for something I make at the place I work.
What is that?
Some tickets called Freshy Feet.
Freshy Feet?
Yeah. It's a spray.
Freshy Feet, it sounds real sweet.
Before you put your shoes on.
Yeah.
I was wondering if I could...
You spray your feet or you spray your shoes?
You spray your feet and then put them in the shoes.
Yeah. Well, that's generally the way you do it. You put your feet in your shoes, yeah.
But you spray your feet with this stuff first.
Yeah. Is it like Desinex?
No, it's got a kills the odor.
So, in other words, you can, like, spray anything. You can spray your nuts with it?
Yeah, you can spray your nuts if you want.
Before Christmas time, right? Uh-huh.
It removes odors, cools, and relieves the aches and pains in your toes.
Uh-huh.
It makes them feel real good.
Or if you have, like, a drug problem, you could spray your crack with it?
Probably.
Okay.
I don't know if it's
well, listen, what's the name of it again?
Freshy Feet.
Where can I buy it?
I don't know where you can buy it in Florida. I have to look up.
What do you mean by that?
Huh?
You sell it?
Yeah. I could bring you some.
But what do you mean you don't know where you can buy it?
Oh, I have to think, because we're a manufacturer, and I have to find out who the distributor is.
Well, I'm trying to give you a nice plug in lieu of tickets, which I don't have yet, but...
you don't have the tickets?
Not yet. Why, is that what you're on? You're on a line now thinking you're going to get tickets?
I thought I was.
You sound so depressed.
Oh, I am now. I'm not getting any tickets.
I didn't say you weren't getting any.
Oh, okay.
How about some tickets?
So
when are you going to bring me your Freshy Feet?
I could bring it to the game tomorrow if I can get some tickets.
That would be a good deal.
All right.
Okay, should we give this guy some tickets? And what if Jeff Moss don't show up? Then we can give this guy the guy's number from Boynton Beach, your friend Ed. Okay, hang on, pal.
All right.
And don't forget my Freshy Feet.
All right.
Okay. Line 7, there's our first pair, which Jeff Moss ain't even here yet. See, that's all they want. This audience is just a bunch of suckers, man. They just suck and suck and suck and suck and suck. Please, please, we want something. We don't care what you got. Just give it to us.
Suck my d***.
There you go. Jesus Christ, what's wrong with you people? My God, we used to have fun on this show. We used to have a radio station here. And lately I'm going apeshot just trying desperately to figure out what it takes in a market where there are no people left who speak English except 10 freeloaders. And these people figure if they're going to have to live here the rest of their lives, they might as well start doing a good imitation of the Cemetery Village people and be freeloaders, baby. What do you got for me? That's it. We have an open line on the green line, 1-800. Don't forget, Jeff Rimmer is going to be here tomorrow morning at 10. We're going to talk about 5 minutes of hockey, and then he's going to rip QAM an ass for 2 hours. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but he's going to rip them a major ass. He's going to tell you the story behind the story of the people who really own that radio station, of what a backstabbing, two-faced son of a bitch Hank Goldberg is. He is really going to let it all hang out here tomorrow. And by the way, Fat Hank, he'd be more than happy to tell to you, to your face or Zagacki, either or both, okay, if the eyebrows or the fat ass didn't get in the way.
Wednesday morning, as our producer says, we think, we're going to be having on a guy who claims that, what? Is that not right now?
It just makes me feel like I'm not doing my job.
You're not doing your job. Let me do the promo. A guy who says that the Dolphins have been playing like crap because he's got a Buddhist chant on him, okay, a curse. That's why everybody, when they play bad, they all go, Buddhist curse.
I'm incensed. Or no, I'm incensed.
Rick and Suds, 6 to 10 a.m. on News Talk and Entertainment Radio, 610 WIOD.
Hey. Stench of cow manure hovers over this performance by the Dolphins.
Here comes Armageddon. We're gonna have some fun. Here comes Armageddon. Everybody grab your gun.
Yes.
Nuclear bombs exploding. Your flesh will melt right off. Society eroding. A cancerous bloody cough. Here comes Armageddon. We're gonna have some fun. Here comes Armageddon. Everybody grab your gun. People starving in the street. Human flesh for meat. The poor horsemen come at dawn. Here comes Armageddon.
Oh my God.
Put on a happy face. Here comes Armageddon, the end of the human race.
1117 at WIOD. So anyway, allegedly there's a thing in the Herald about Aaron, the sex bitch. Oh, you saw it? Where is it? I noticed we've had a lot of response about that. I'll tell you one thing. All we got to do is get a full page in the newspaper and the phones just ring off the hook. Hey, did you see that thing about the sex bitch in the paper? No. Absolutely, positively nothing. Unless you hear the rumors inside the building, you hear nothing.
I got you down.
Here's, and by the way, she's off in Tampa. I guess you should know that. And Lasseter's off in Tampa. And the Hooter Girls and Gary Spivey and Ron and Ron are still on, but watered down. And here's the sex bitch again. Where? Flip it around. Oh, my God. Look at that. Oh, Jesus. It's in the living section of the Herald, which is kind of an oxymoron for this town to have a living art section, living anything section. Erin Summers says her lipstick and personality don't match her. So anyway, it's the thing about lipstick. Do they have the kind that Josh Morrow wears in Young and the Horny? Oh, guess what? In one of the European magazines, you'll never guess, speaking of Young and the Horny, who's another male model in there from a couple of years ago. Give you one guess.
Matt?
Yes. How do you like that? That born-again faggot. Who the hell is he kidding, huh? With those dimples in there. Yeah, I know why he's got those deep incisions in his cheeks. So anyway, how to read your lipstick. The shape of your used lipstick may reveal your personality, says Cynthia Christ, Houston cosmetologist and ex-makeup for the TV show Dallas. And it's got a whole song and a dance here. Man, you talk about how boring things must be in this world today. We got to have a whole page here about lips talk. And all depending on how your lipstick looks. How about your chapstick? Huh? How about Mandage's chapstick? If it's got like a solid indentation, does that mean he's been giving Brian extra... So anyway, here on the bottom, Erin Summers says her lipstick and personality don't match. Erin Summers, host of Passion Phones, the call-in sex show on WIOD from 8 p.m. to midnight, Mondays through Fridays. Lipstick slant keeps close to original tip shape. She likes the shape of that tip right on her lip. Her lipstick says, great follower. She says, no way, I consider myself a leader, mainly because I'm a control freak. Doesn't matter if it's holding the remote or making a grocery list, I want control. She wants to hold it tight. If we're buying sour cream, I want the light sour cream, not the fat-free, not the regular, and I want the Publix brand. Her lipstick says, somewhat reserved. She laughs and says, oh, sure, if you could only see what my husband and I did with the chandelier this morning. Maybe they mounted it. Oh, my God. See, this is what gets in the paper, is this bitch again. And I wonder who wrote Liz Daup, the one who wrote that wonderful article about me and the Atkins diet. We love you, Liz. Nobody's perfect. Here's Miami on a purple line. Hello.
Hey, Neil. How you doing?
Okay.
I wanted to ask you, Neil, what do you think it's going to take to motivate this city to get behind the Panthers?
Not going
to
happen.
You don't think so?
Absolutely not.
Because, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Not
going
to happen.
You're the one that turned me on to the Panthers. I've got season tickets for them.
How are we going to motivate them with the Panthers when I can't even motivate them to call unless I'm giving something away for free? You can't motivate the people in this town. It cannot be done.
I mean, because I've been going...
The only way you're going to do it is if you give them something for free in order to buy the ticket. Give them something the value of which is more than the cost of the ticket, in which case Wayne will be moving by this weekend.
Well, they go nuts. What you said is true. They go nuts with it when the fools come out from the Panther packs. Yeah. I mean, those people go absolutely nuts.
That Panther patrol, man, those people should be shot right there in the arena. That's how disgusting they are. They're objectionable, and the whole routine, the whole ambiance of that crap is disgusting.
It's the same routine.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same routine game after game, and the people still...
Doing a poor imitation of those guys in A Clockwork Orange. Malcolm McDowell is embarrassed from it.
Well, you know, it's just I've been saying, you know, what to do to motivate
these people. Those damn things that they're wearing in their crotch. What do they call that?
Cod pieces.
Cod pieces, yeah. See, it was some. That's why I asked, because I knew it was something finally could answer.
I took one
George knows his cod pieces. He don't know about his nativity scene, but he knows his cod piece.
You know, I took an employee of mine who's Mexican that had never been to a hockey game, and he was so riled up and he was fired up, and you see the people around, and it's just like, I don't know if they're intimidated to get up and shout, you know, but it's the same thing's happening at the Heat. I don't know if you've been to the Heat game.
No, I have not, and never will.
Never will.
I don't want to see a bunch of 7'2" freaks.
You know, the same thing happens at the Heat game, and the same thing is going on with the Panthers, you know, and
this is Miami, don't you understand? You're starting to sound like me now. You're trying to make chicken liver out of chicken crap. You cannot do it. This is a crappy place, man. It's a crap hole.
Because, I mean, if this was any other city,
yes,
you know, that follows hockey and with the Panthers, you know, kicking
but
butt
doesn't.
Like they are.
It doesn't.
I mean, you know something?
If you go to a game, you try talking to the people sitting around you about the game, and they don't even know who the players are. They have no understanding of what it's about. They still only applaud when they announce the Bees are there because it's the only player they know. It hasn't changed. It hasn't changed in 3 years, sir. It hasn't changed in 3 years.
Neil, the only reason they applaud is because it's the name that you've mentioned, the name that they know, but like you say, talk to them about the actual game of hockey. They have no idea. And it's
the only icing they know is on the birthday cake. That's it.
And it's a shame because the Panthers are giving...
This town blows, okay? They don't deserve the Panthers.
Well, they're giving 100%.
They deserve for Wayne to pull a plug on them tomorrow. I'm going to tell you that. They deserve to have Wayne move them out to Nashville just to stick it up their ass.
I'm starting
to like Wayne a lot more by the minute the more I think about it. They deserve to be screwed by Wayne or anybody else who wants to screw them. Stick it to them, Wayne.
Have you ever been
And by the way, the rumor has it that Jeff Moss and Chris Moore are doing it, by the way.
Neil, have you ever talked to anybody or have you ever been personally to any of the games and of the Mighty Ducks?
Yeah, I've been personally to some of the games.
For the Mighty Ducks?
The Mighty Ducks?
Yeah.
You mean, have I ever been to Anaheim?
Yeah.
Not recently, not to the Mighty Ducks. What the hell would I go to Anaheim for?
Do you think
what a Mickey Mouse place that is.
Do you think the crowd out there is following
them? Wait a minute, but that's a different story. Those are different people.
Yeah, it goes back to what you're saying, the people here.
This is a dead place. It's a dead town, man.
Well...
Deadly.
I think the Panthers owe you a lot because, like I said, I'm sure there's a lot.
Yeah, they owe me a lot. I'll tell you, they wouldn't give me the sweat off Niedermeyer's ass. I'll tell you that right now.
Because I know you've turned a lot of people on.
Because Joe Rose is busy collecting it in a bottle.
Well, I know you've turned a lot of people on the hockey because you turned me on to it.
Yep.
And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that...
I'm even putting up with Jeff Rimmer tomorrow morning in an effort to try to sell out the remaining seats and generate some interest tomorrow. And again, that we should be embarrassed. We should have standing room only tomorrow night for the goddamn Flyers and Eric Lindros if this town knew a good thing when it was going.
Neil, the only way...
Here's a team that's won 8 million games in a row that's in first place. They got the hottest other team in a goddamn league coming in that are as exciting as all get out, and we're sitting here begging, please, somebody go buy a ticket, you assholes, you.
The only way it's going to be standing
room miserable
is if you give away 4,000 tickets. It's
right.
going to be the only way.
Well, we're about ready to do that.
Well, you keep up the good work.
Have a great life, pal.
You too. Bye-bye.
See you there. Okay, Jeff Moss is here. The coast is clear. You can call in now. We got a bunch of tickets, you assholes. Boy, do you people make me... You make my stomach churn. You make my kishkis just churn and twist. Even the Isley brothers never twisted and shouted like my kishkis are twisting from being in this godforsaken toilet of a town. You give them something good. You give them gold, and they'd rather have manure.
A stench of cow manure hovers over this performance.
By this town. It's 1125 at WIOD.
Kick your way to the Super Bowl with Miller Lite and 610 WIOD. Listen every day. We'll direct you to a Flanagan's Cafe or Big Daddy's Liquor Store when the 610 WIOD armored car arrives. Registration begins. Lunchtime and happy hour locations change every day. So listen and kick your way to the Super Bowl with Miller Lite and News Talk and Entertainment Radio, 610 WIOD.
1129 at WIOD. Jeff Moss says that Joe guy from Boynton Beach is a real
asshole,
is what he said. Oh, Ed. Well, whatever the hell his name is. Rose, by any other name, would still be an
asshole.
So we only got 8 pair, which means we only got 7 left for the game against the Flyers tomorrow. This is so embarrassing. The fact that we have to be sitting here the day before that game giving tickets away to fill up 16 seats. That I have to put up with Jeff Rimmer for 2 hours tomorrow, by the way, who Jeff Marsh hates like poison. Have him for any odds. Yes, he does. I'll tell you how much he hates Jeff Rimmer. He actually gave him that day planner, the one that's got all the mistaken games, the wrong dates and everything. He gave it to Chris Moore just to shove it up Rimmer's ass. How do you like that? And the guys at QAM say it must be getting pretty crowded in there. Okay, here's Miami Springs. Hello.
Good morning, Neil.
Buenos dias. Hey, buongiorno.
I don't know. I don't speak that language.
Why not?
Because, you know, I'm just one of these guys that, you know, live here. And, you know,
better start
I
learning another language, man. That's the only way you're going to cut it here.
I don't have enough money to get, you know,
this
I'm
is
not
geek
one of those
heaven.
Guys going to get
there
farted.
Are no Americans here who are not hyphenated.
Hey, can I schmooze first so we can get to the meat of the conversation?
What, are you going to ask for some hockey tickets?
Yeah, because I love the sport.
Yeah, you do. You wouldn't know a hockey puck from a bagel.
I've been to a lot of games.
Yeah.
I'm the guy who has a dad who's a Blues fan, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing well. I understand Roger Nielsen is already headed out with Mike Keenan. They're having a big to-do over there in St. Louis, which just breaks my heart. They suck.
It could be another Shula situation.
They suck. They spent all of that money over there, and they're in sucking wind in last place, and it makes me real happy.
Hey, speaking about
spending
money. I
hate Mike Keenan. He should only die a wicked death with Roger Nielsen sitting shotgun.
He's scum. Speaking of spending money, you know, think about it. If Huizenga would have kept that $18 million that he spent on the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Stuck it in the bank, he could have broke even on the Panthers for a whole another 12 months.
That's a good point.
Think about it.
I say withdraw the salaries from all those goddamn overpaid football players, and we could probably build an arena.
There's only one professional sports team in this town.
Yeah, you're just sucking heavy duty, man. That's disgusting.
Hey,
I've never heard a performance like this.
What happened to
Philly?
You could
smell this performance.
Hey. Stench of cow manure. Hovers over this performance.
Yep, you can say that again.
The Dolphins and your feet, man.
No, I'm talking about your call here.
There's two topics that stink, man. The Dolphins.
I can smell
feet.
It right through the radio, and I'm not even listening.
What happened to Phil yesterday?
Huh?
What happened to Phil yesterday?
Meaning
I mean,
what?
He cracked. He
about
started
what?
Just naming stuff.
When was this?
I guess it was about 4:30.
Because there's
naming,
no calls.
Naming,
there's
naming.
No calls on this radio station. Don't you understand? Now I got calls up the ass because I got stupid hockey tickets to give away.
I was on the line before Moss got there, man.
That's why I got to pray that the Panthers never leave town. Otherwise, I'll never have any calls anymore.
Yeah, but put my ass in the seat because I appreciate it. And
yeah.
I bought the Panthers jersey, and I got a Panther license plate on my truck, and I'm not talking about the furry one.
You want us to put your
asshole
on a seat?
You can put it anywhere you want it.
No, thanks. Hold on.
Thanks, bud.
Line two. I'm going to have to put up with 6 more assholes like that in order to give away 12 more tickets. It's almost not even worth it. Not bad lifesavers, but I like those real hot fruity ones. What are those? What do they call those ones? Remember I brought that pack in that day? Flaming fruits. No, seriously. They have. I don't know where you get those. Have you ever seen those? Oh, those are good, man. Those talk about tearing your kishkis out. There's nothing like a good flaming fruit. That's what Craig Stevens said. Boy, he and Adam, I understand the word is that there's a regular catfight between Brian Andrews and Craig Stevens over Adam. Here's Miami. Hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Great.
How about that San Diego game?
Yeah.
I just had a call to let you know that.
Pretty weak.
Well, it was all right. You know,
you know who this is, don't you, George?
At least they won.
Yeah.
Neil, you know what? I called because I'm trying to get some Panther tickets.
No chance.
I've been going to every
game. No way, Jose.
I'm sorry?
No chance.
Come on.
No way, Alex.
Why not? I've been to about five games, and I bought all 30.
All right, I'll tell you. We'll give you a pair. Who are you going to bring? He only needs one.
What's that?
You only need one. Nobody will go with you.
I got my cousin I could go with.
Okay.
Can
I'll
I?
Tell you what. I'll give you the pair if you promise you don't call again for 4 months.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah, that's a tough decision right there. Okay, let's get the timer out. Get the clock going.
Well, okay, that's fair.
4 months.
That's fair.
Take a rest.
A year.
Give it a rest. 4 months.
Okay,
a year sounds good.
4 months.
Okay, hang on.
Okay.
Line three. Did I tell you? I told you that goofball would be comfort. Yeah, get out of here. He was already on. You're just playing up to all your Julio friends out there, hoping you're going to get a little on the side.
I hate them too, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. So how many did we give away now? Three? Three pair? And we had what? We had eight pair, so we got 10 tickets left. That's pretty weak. George told me he had 15. If I knew you only come in here with eight pair of tickets to give away, I wouldn't even let you in the door. Anyway, it's 11:34. What are you laughing about? It's the truth. This man, good friends with Chris Moore. If Chris Moore could hear what Jeff Moss has said about his on-air performance, about how bad his broadcasts of Panthers hockey are, he'd give him back that day planner with the corrected dates on it. You suck, Chris. The worst. Well, I got to remove the lifesavers to do the spot. But anyway, you know, and it's really great. I'm at home Sunday. I can't find the game anywhere on TV. I'm checking every satellite in the sky for the L.A. backhaul. I cannot find it anywhere. And I got to turn on the radio and hear in between periods. I got to hear 15 minutes about the goddamn NFL scores. And boo-hoo, the Dolphins blew another one. That's great coverage you guys are doing here on 560 WQAM. You suck. That's what Dean Jordan said. It's 11:35 at WID. And by the way, Dean Jordan spent the entire Vancouver game sitting with Jeff Rimmer. I just thought you might ought to know that, okay? Just better watch your ass. What? Right up there in the front. That's right. Right by the goal judge. In fact, he's the one that put Jody Hull's goal. He put the goal light on.
Right now, some people are moving and shaking. Some are goofing off, and some just watch from the sidelines. At 610 WIOD News, we focus on the movers and what they make happen. The best news. News, talk, and entertainment radio. 610 WIOD.
Hey, this is Senator Bob Dole. Just calling to say you're part of the problem. So cut the Oops! Guess I'm part of the problem, too.
Okay, 23 till noon. Thanks so much, Jeff. Better luck next time. And say hi to Chris Moore for me. Let's go to Orlando. Hello.
Hi, Neil. Welcome back from vacation.
Thanks.
It's ironic you started out your show today talking about Lasser and SUN.
Mm-hmm.
Because last Thursday when they were playing best of tapes, it was like the first day you went on SUN down there. All these people calling up going, where's my son?
Oh, you got to be kidding me. They played that tape again
and the bird
from 3 years ago?
And the bird called you.
Jesus.
But it was funny. I was still laughing about that. You've been playing the Mandichisms all morning, the stench of cow manure.
Yeah.
There was another one that happened on the 49ers game after it was over. I don't know if the guy was yelling at Mandich, referring to him or the team, but some guy walks by and goes, you suck. And Mandich is fumbling with the microphone trying to cover it up, and you can hear him laughing in the background. It was funny.
Really?
But
he was yelling, Mandich, you suck?
I don't know if they were referring to Mandich or the team. But
not that you have to suck.
But it helps.
It's great hearing you again, and you're coming in real good today.
Well, that's great.
And in closing,
too bad nobody's listening.
On the best of tape.
Yeah.
In memory of Bill from Newport Richie. Hello.
Okay.
Bye, Neil.
Bye. You know, somewhere in here, I got that. See, nobody cares anymore because we don't have any of the audience left who used to listen when we were on SUN. They don't even know what SUN is. But somewhere I got that tape that Bill from New... Oh, here it is right here. I'll be goddamn. Man, am I on top of it today or what? One moment, please.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, golly, oh, me. Looky here, right here on the old Twinklin' Fornortner, there are two calls on the celebrity line here.
And you wonder why he's off the air now, by the way?
Sure. Good morning, celebrity number one. How are you, Rose, in St. Petersburg?
I got a cold. I'm bad.
Oh, you got a cold. You're bad. Well, Rose in St. Petersburg, allow me to bring in at this time Bill in Newport Richie. Hi there, Bill in Newport Richie.
Hello?
Hi, Bill. Say hello to Rose.
I don't speak to Rose.
Say hello to Rose, Bill.
I don't speak to Rose.
Rose, say hello to Bill.
What's your problem, idiot?
We just don't... See what I mean, Bob?
Well, what's the problem here?
See what I mean?
Well, let's try to work this out.
I want to explain to you one thing, Rose. You're one miserable bitch, so lay off me.
Go to hell, Bill. You suck.
Thanks, Rose. You're a nice woman. See what a pleasant woman she is?
Love you, Bob.
Rose, you're a bitch.
I love it. But she's still alive, Bill. Okay, it's 11:40 at WIOD. Those were the days, man. SUN, which they just caved in. Cox Broadcasting just succumbed. They just signed over the whole goddamn radio station to the American Fecal Association. I want to tell you, man, that Todd, whatever his name is over there, Todd with the ugly bod, there's a guy with some real balls. There's the guy who epitomizes everything this company stands for, cowardice and spinelessness and waffling all over the goddamn place. And Tom Velveeta, last time we checked his left town, his number is disconnected. How do you like that? Here's Miami. Hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yes?
Long-time listener and frequent caller.
I was a geek.
Yeah.
But I'm real glad you're back.
Yeah, me too.
I hate those tapes.
Yeah.
Listen, Neil.
I think this town deserves tapes.
I'd like to hear more about Italy.
What would you like to hear about it?
I'd like to hear, well, what is the average cost a day for your hotel and your meals and just a nice...
Well, I can't give you the average cost for a hotel because I stay in a pretty swanky hotel. My average hotel room was like $240 a day, but you can get a pretty decent hotel with, like, actually running water a little bit for probably, like, half of that.
I see. And the meals, how much are they?
Meals are like, I would say, for lunch, about 38,000 lira would be average for two people, which comes out to about $22. $23 for two people.
And what's the best time of year to go there?
Best time of the year to go there is either in May or September, October.
I see. And what
are you going to go?
You know, I'd like to, but of course the budget is always the problem.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. If you go to one of the bookstores and you find one of those little books where they have, you know, those travel on a budget books.
Yeah.
And they list all the inexpensive hotels. Now, granted, they're not going to be the swankiest hotels because even the expensive hotels in Europe, by our standards, are pretty, you know, marginal at best. But that's, you know, how much time are you going to spend in a hotel? All you're going to be doing is sleeping there.
That's right. Yeah.
Right?
That's true.
And they'll give you the ways to get budget fares on a plane if you don't want, you know, if you want to fly coach with all the slobs in air, you know, you can do that.
That's me.
Yeah, well, there you go.
And it's safe there, relatively safe?
You can walk the streets there morning, noon, and night, and the only problem in Italy is the gypsies, and all they do, the worst that can happen is somebody can try to pick your pocket. And if you just scream at them, get away, get lost, and kick them in the mouth, they run pretty fast.
I see. Okay, well, listen, Neil, could I possibly have some tickets for the game?
You're kidding me.
I'd like three if I could have them.
Are you listening to this, George?
No.
Say that again.
Could I have some tickets for the game?
And what did you say after that?
I'd like three if I could have them, but...
We have an open line in Dade, 751-WIOD, and one in the green line. One in, no, I just cut her ass off there, okay? I hope you have a good time in Rome, sweetheart, you cheap bitch. I hope they shove you in cargo. I hope they put you right back there with the animals that leave big droppings.
Hey! Stench of cow manure.
Yeah, and I hope that's what you sit with for like 10 hours going over and 11 hours coming back, sweetheart. Could I have some of those tickets? I don't know what it's all about, but I... And how about if I could have three? That, to me, was one of the most... That was almost as bad as Ed from Boynton Beach. In fact, if I would have played my cards right, we could have put her on hold and given her Jeff Moss's number at home to call morning, noon, and night for more free tickets. The inside Yenta line and Chris Moore's number. Please don't, please mention, please mention Get Out of Town Travel. Now, how many tickets did they give us? They gave us 10 tickets, and you gave us a total of 16? So what's your big claim to fame, that you gave us six crappy tickets for this game tomorrow? Oh, he drove all the way down here to bring us the tickets. Whoopee-doo. What a putz. Thanks to Get Out of Town Travel, who were the real lifesavers here today, gave us 10 pair for the game tomorrow night. What is that?
Two more.
Two more what? Oh, so in other words, you're holding back. You got a stash there in your briefcase. You probably got tickets up your ass. Yeah.
Now, Chris Moore's there.
Yeah, Chris Moore would know if he ever got his nose out of there. So what? We got. What do we got now? We got six pair left. We just regained another pair. Too bad, or that lady might have actually gotten one or two there if I'd have known we had the extra pair. Not. Could I have three? Oh, what a sweetheart. Could I have three? Oh, my God. See ya, Jeff. Get out of here. See you at the game tomorrow night if I'm real unlucky. And your brother, too. We have an open line, and your mama, in the green line, 1-800-944. Can I have seven or eight of them because I have these people in for the holidays, and they'd be so impressed if I could take them to a ice stick game. What is it? What do they call it? to that thing where they put those funny uniforms on with those heavy jock straps and those silly skates, and they get all bundled up, and then they have the fist fights on the ice. And when, can I have 20 or 30 pair? She is what this town is all about. I have one thing. Oh, and you know what I forgot to tell yesterday about Paris? People think that some people in this business are real original and everybody's always ripping them off, okay? I have one of the most amazing scoops you have ever heard in your life. We're walking the streets of Paris on the second day we were there on Sunday, which pretty deserted, by the way, and thank God for that, because who wants to see the French? There's a women's clothing store. The name of the store, hold on to your seat, is Barbara, and the last name is B-U-I. Barbara Bowie. It took me like a half a second to blurt it out. Barbara Bowie. How do you like that? I love it.
Oh!
Barbara Bowie, stolen from the French. Attaboy, Howard. When you got to start stealing something from the frogs, man, you know you're in deep doo-doo. You can almost smell it.
Hey!
Anyway, it's 1146 at WIOD.
610 WIOD. Approaching critical mass.
Oh, yeah, what time is that mass? 1147 at WIOD. Yeah, I did not go to see the Vatican. I didn't go see the Pope. He was busy in Palermo making deals with the mafia, so he didn't have time for a private audience. Here's Miami on the Purple Line. Hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever been to Genoa in Italy?
No, I have not.
What a toilet.
I've had some of their salami. Is it bad?
Oh, God.
They have, how about Bologna?
Never been there.
What's wrong with Genoa?
It's real dirty, a lot of heroin addicts.
Really?
Yeah. By the train station, is like a shooting gallery in a little park.
Nice. Well, it'll make you feel like you were right at home.
So you didn't see the game on Sunday?
No, I did not.
You missed Niedermeyer's fight.
Yeah, I heard about that. He's really butching up this kid.
Yeah, I think Finn got him, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Anybody get in a fight with Marty McSorley?
No, I was looking for that, but it didn't happen.
Yeah, I guess Paul Oss finally smartened up a little bit. And I see they're playing him on the wing now. What's that all about?
I don't know.
Uh-huh. Neither do they.
How about a couple tickets?
You going to be there tomorrow?
Of course, if you give me tickets.
Another Julio for hockey. Let's have an organization, Julio's for hockey. Maybe we can save this damn team.
Sounds good.
Okay, hang on.
All right.
What happened to him? Did he get hung up on? I hope not. Purple Line, grab him fast. He sounds like he might be under the age of 100. Ask him if he's cute. Anyway, it's 1148 at WID. Speaking of that, by the way, don't forget we got the Pizza Loft appearance.
Not too much, he says.
He's what?
Not too cute.
He's not too cute? So about those tickets, pal. So anyway, Pizza Loft tonight from 6 to 9 o'clock. Boy, it's going to be a long day for some of us, I'll tell you that. 6 to 9 o'clock tonight, but it's well worth it because we're raising money for Center One. We'll have the best of Rick and Suds, the best of Phil Henry, the best of Neil T-shirts, CDs, cassettes, whatever the hell we got. They will be there, by the way. This isn't going to be like the way Rick and Suds got stiffed on Saturday, or whatever day it was, which I feel really bad for them. But they ought to be used to it. They've been here a long time. They ought to know about our promotions, but they have been here long enough to remember that Benson's camera thing where we went out and had to sign paper plates because, boy, Kurt forgot the picture cards for us to sign. We were signing the backs of paper plates that Fat Rich had been eating off of. Oh, I wouldn't be surprised, speaking of eating off of, I wouldn't be surprised if he shows up on the Pizza Loft thing tonight for free food. And guess who was on the plane with Sarah? When she was either coming back or going up and he was going to New York to visit his son up there, Fat Rich, she was on a plane, sat next to Fat Rich. Which he looked like he'd gotten squashed a little bit. So anyway, like I said, Pizza Loft, 6 to 9 tonight, and we want all the lovely people of that area to show up.
We're not talking about women.
Here's Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Yeah, Neil?
Yes, sir?
Did you happen to hear about Wayne and his used car business?
I heard that this morning coming in on the news. He's starting another new business. This man can never have enough. I've been asking that question for 3 years now. When will he ever have enough? And obviously, when they stick his ass in the grave.
Yeah, and also it might give you some good material. For, like, used car.
Yeah, that would be a good one for Boca Bryan, Wayne's Used Cars.
And also, the Lifesaver, you know, when you were, like...
The Flaming Fruits.
Yeah, when you were, like, second on it before, it seemed pretty good, you know?
Did it?
It actually made me want to go and get a little candy in my mouth or something.
Really?
And, Neil, also...
Well, wait till the Pizza Loft tonight. We're going to be recording that session. It ought to be pretty interesting. Yeah.
And I have my cousin is in from Brazil.
Yeah.
And, by the way...
I don't have any tickets for the soccer match.
Yeah, okay. But, incidentally, you were the one who turned me on to hockey, like, about a year or two ago.
Yeah.
And I was telling my cousin...
You people are so shameless, man.
Really...
You would grovel at anybody's feet just for a little free handout, anything,
yeah,
for a goddamn Milky Way bar.
That's kind of true.
Yeah, I'll bet you would.
I would.
What else would you do?
Well, the lifesaver.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what
Suck
else?
My d-
So what do you want? You want two?
Yeah, I would appreciate it.
You're the kind of guy sounds like he needs a pair.
I really do.
Hang on.
Thanks.
His cousin from Brazil, who's by way of Sao Paulo, who's a drag queen, is in here. Line four, take care of that guy, okay? See, we're giving all these high. Isn't that interesting, though? When I started out before talking about how we need to talk to all the minorities because there's no Anglos left in town and the only way we'll survive is if we build this gigantic minority audience of geeks. And nothing. But now all of a sudden I got tickets to give away. We got nothing but Julio's out there. That's all we got. And that one old bag.
Could I please have three?
And she didn't even say please, by the way.
Give me three tickets, goddammit.
Here's Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Here's one Anglo that wants to go to the game.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Uh-huh.
And you also made my wife a big fan of the game.
If I made so many fans, we ought to have standing room only every game. We ought to have them standing from here all the way up to...
I also have a brand new jersey to show off.
Wait, yeah.
And I'd love to go to the game. I may be wrong, but I'll call in every time you give me Panther tickets. I don't care about this other stuff, but Panther tickets are a commodity.
Yeah.
I'd love to go.
Have you paid to go to any game?
Yes, I have, sir.
You have?
Yes, I have. Of course I have.
Went to the
only Kings game. I went to Philadelphia last time.
Okay. I believe you. I'm easy.
I bought the icebreaker package. I went. I got tickets. I already have tickets to the last game of the year, the Rangers.
Yeah.
And I also have tickets to the Red Wings when they come to town.
Oh, Jesus.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with that. It should be pretty pretty exciting if you like Russians.
Well, that's February. We'll still be in first place.
We'll still be in the league. We'll still be in town, hopefully. Okay, hang on, pal. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks a lot.
Line five, take care of that guy. Okay, this show will be done at noon. What do we got left now? It's all gone? We got four? Three? What is that? We got three pair left?
Jason.
Speaking of Jason, do you know he still works here? I was sitting up there.
He was on five, right?
He was on five?
And you hung up on him?
No, I did not hang up on him.
Somebody else calling now.
WIOD.
Yeah, can I hold for Neil?
This is not the same guy, right, that I was just talking to?
No.
No.
Okay, no, you're gone. You're history. We got to open up that line and let that guy call back. I did not hang up with him. I put my finger specifically in the right spot.
That he hung up.
Why would he hang up? He ain't going to hang up when I'm going to give him a free pair. Come on, pal. You got to do it fast. 5-2-4. I don't think he was on five. See, you're like, we got two different things going on here. We have a show, and we got a show within the show. Is that him? WIOD.
Hi, Neil.
Is this you?
No, this is somebody else.
Oh, too bad. 5-2-4-9-4 said, well, we got to take care of that guy first. How do you know he was on five? Why are you so positive he was
because
on five?
That's the only line that I don't have written on the menu here on the computer.
Yeah.
The line that you told me to go to.
Yeah.
Before I could get to it, it was flashing.
Well, what the hell is that all about? WIOD.
No,
that ain't you. 5-2-4-9-4-6-3. Hey, we can kill another 2 hours with this. All right. There's a method in my madness, pal. Boy, is it hot in here or is it me? It is just
you
smoldering. Huh?
That was
okay.
Him.
That what? Okay, you got him. 5-2-4-9-4-6-3-5-2-4. Hey, by the way, while we're letting the delay build up again, don't forget the armored truck is going to be in just a few minutes. It's going to be at Big Daddy's Flanagan's at 20. No, it's not. It's going to be at Flanagan's Bar and Grill. How about if we cross off like the previous day on here so we got some idea? Atta boy, nice going. Flanagan's Bar and Grill, 1550 Northwest Lejeune Road. Not Lejeune Road. I cannot stand people who say Lejeune Road, okay? They're morons. They're goyim. 1550 Northwest Lejeune Road in the Best Western in Miami. Noon to 1 this afternoon, as in Shirley. Where you can go over there and fill out the entry blank and register and to kick your way to the Super Bowl contest courtesy of Miller Lite and Life is Good and WIOD. And then from 5 to 6 this afternoon at Flanagan's, 1550 West 84th Street in Hiya. Leah? Here's Boca. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, bud?
Okay, pally.
Hey, listen, I got to tell you something. I'm an entertainer. I play. You're always at the racetrack, and I'm always playing the piano over across the street from you at Palm Air Hotel.
Yeah.
For the, you know.
Uh-huh. Palm Air.
So I'm getting a little crazy. But I have to tell you, I work every night and every morning playing the piano, so I never get an opportunity to see the Panthers. But
Wednesday night. I've got a night off.
Do you really?
And I would absolutely
love to go. Oh, jeez.
So I'm, please, let me have
We'd hate to be responsible for you losing your job and screwing off tomorrow night.
No, I'm off tomorrow night. I'd love to, but I
would... How'd you swing that? How did you just happen to be off on the night when the Panthers are playing the Philadelphia Flyers?
I don't know.
Just fell into a bucket of crap, huh?
You can come over there all the time and enjoy some music.
I'll pass on that. Here's a guy who fell into a bucket of it.
Hey!
Yeah, you can smell it. All right, hold on before you talk your way out of it.
All right.
Line 7. So whatever happened, that guy never called back? Oh, that guy's going to hate us like poison now. It was George's fault, pal, whoever you are. It was George's fault. Just like that Ed and Boynton Beach that drove all the way down here. That poor son of a bitch drove all the way down here. Do you know how far that is from Boynton Beach down here to WIOD in the middle of Death Row? Drove all the way down here. No tickets. What does he give him? A crappy meal at the Pizza Loft. My God.
He had to spend $200, $300, $500
at the Pizza Loft. He gave one of those discount pizzas from like last week. Man. You talk about having no gratitude for our faithful audience. And then he gives him Jeff Moss's home number so he can call him up and bug the hell out of him, which he has, by the way, several times. So good going, George. So where does this leave us? Where are we? This is not my idea of doing a radio show. This blows.
Terminal.
Yeah, and every line is lit. And Phil Henry is losing it right on the air. My good friend Phil Henry, one of the great talents in the history of the medium, is losing it right here before your eyes because this radio station is going down the toilet and our program director is going around saying, hey, there's nobody here who speaks English. Like that's something new. That's a brand new thing that just started since he arrived on the scene, right? Here's the North Miami. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Neil, how you doing?
Okay.
All right. I'm a big Bruins fan. Big hockey fan in general.
Well, you should be pretty depressed. They suck.
I know. Well,
they blow. They stink.
But how about them Patriots beating up on the Dolphins?
I like that.
That was
I like
great.
The Patriots beating up on the Bills the other day, scoring 22 points in the fourth quarter and 15 points in the last minute and a half. I thought was pretty damn exciting, even though I didn't see it.
Yeah, Ben Coates is finally catching up on some touchdowns.
Yep.
And Bledsoe, I don't know. You think they got a chance to make the playoffs?
No.
You don't think so?
Well, if they won all their last four games, but it ain't going to happen. They're too inconsistent.
Well, they'll... I think
no chance.
They'll beat New Orleans.
Yeah, maybe.
And Buffalo will definitely lose to the 49ers.
Yeah.
And Miami's definitely going to lose to Atlanta.
And Buffalo and Kansas City.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, there's a chance.
But anyways, listen, I've been to a hockey game down here, the Bruins, last year.
Yeah.
And I know they're coming up this year. If I can't go tomorrow night, will you possibly be getting tickets for the Bruins?
Hey, the way things are going now, we'll probably have tickets for games that aren't even on the schedule yet.
I don't know.
You think we're going to sell out the Bruins game? We can't even sell out the Flyers with Eric Lindros.
Hey,
we can't sell out that game.
Have you been to the Fleet Center yet? Up in Boston?
No, I have not.
I heard it's really beautiful.
Yeah.
I've been down here.
All I know is I've seen a few of the Bruin games on TV, and I see lots of empty seats.
So they're selling
the tickets, but there's a lot of people not showing up.
They had their first non-sello for a Celtics game.
How do you like that?
13 years.
What is that all about?
I don't know. It's
just going around, man. I'm telling you, all of sports is in big trouble. People aren't catching on to it. It's in big trouble.
Let me ask you.
Edmonton Oilers, lowest. They had like 9,000 people for a game this couple of days ago, the lowest attendance in the history of the franchise.
Can I ask you a
Washington Caps, 8,900 people last week.
Let me ask you something.
Okay.
Why would Wayne Huizinga want to pull the Panthers out? I don't understand.
Because he wants to make the $50 million from selling the team, and he's losing his ass. That's why, because all he cares about is the money.
But if people will go to these games...
But they're not.
I don't understand. They got a first-place team.
But they're not going.
What kind of loyalty are these people
now? You're talking about Miami and loyalty?
I don't know.
Check out the UM attendance, pal.
I don't know. I'm loyal to my team, and, you know... I don't understand it down here.
Welcome to Miami, pal.
The rules are different here.
I thought you wanted to go to the Bruins game.
Well, I'd like to see the Flyers, too.
All right, hold on.
All right,
and lose
you.
The accent.
All right.
All right, line 2. Don't lose that good guy.
The longer you listen, the bigger your attitude. 610 WIOD, Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
Mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers, high around 85, 79 right now. Next news update, 1 o'clock. Bulletins at once. I'm Jennifer Wren, News Talk and Entertainment Radio 610 WIOD.
A stench of cow manure hovers over this performance by the Dolphins.
But the
obnoxious, foul, and distasteful. The Dolphins are cursing, and man, it's disgraceful, cause Brian Cox and the rest of them are saying,
suck my d***, take my balls, shit on you, motherfucker.
Words of love, they toss in the microphone. The dump button just can't seem to be left alone. And all of this is because they like saying,
suck my d***, lick my balls, on you, motherfucker.
Oh, but they play football badly.
How do you say that?
Oh! How did the Patriots kick their ass?
Suck my
When will they make it to the Super Bowl? But with an attitude as bad as theirs,
say what?
They're tossing our hopes down the stairs.
Oh, man.
Rude, obnoxious, foul, and distasteful. The Dolphins are cursing, and man, it's disgraceful. Cause Brian Cox and the rest of them are saying,
suck my d***, lick my balls, shit on you.
Yes, they're saying,
suck my d***, lick my balls, motherfucker.
Oh, they're saying,
suck my d***, lick my balls.
All right, did you
1207 at WYOD? We only got one pair of these damn hockey tickets to give away. How the hell are we going to milk that for an hour and 54 minutes, huh? Not too easy, baby, but if anybody can do it. Let's ask some really tough questions now. Let's do trivia. They like that. They like playing little games. Trivia, word association, spell this, misspell that. That's what they're into now, is like fun and games, mostly the games part, and especially winning something on the other end. Oh, we got a certificate here. We got a six-pack, we got a four-pack, we got a two-pack, we got a one-pack, we got a no-pack. We got an O-pack. This Saturday, December 2, we'll be at the Borders in Fort Lauderdale for their grand opening at 2240 East Sunrise, right next to the Galleria in Fort Lauderdale. And Phil Henry is going to be there. He'll probably beat the crap out of most of you because of your indifference and lackadaisical attitude. Rick and Suds are going to be there. I'll be there. 1 to 3 this Saturday, December 2, 4 Center 1. 46,786 is the running total right now. I have a feeling that after tonight at Pizza Loft and the next couple of days, we're going to be right on that 50,000 mark right at the end of November. Right, according to Hoyle, right on schedule. Here's a mobile in Miami Shores. Hello. How come that won't go on there? Are you on there? What did I do to it? I don't think the phone wants to put them on. WIOD.
Neil.
There you are.
Hey, I'll trade you. I'll give you a name of a place to stay in Las Vegas that you'll love.
Yeah?
St. Tropez.
I've already been there. Thanks. We have an open line in Dade, 751 St. Tropez Suites. It's right on Harmon Avenue, right across from the Hard Rock Cafe. I know Vegas like the palm of my hand, baby, but nice try. How do you like that? St. Tropez Suites. I've stayed there two or three times. It's a really nice place. You have your own little suite, your little apartment. You drive, have your own parking spot right in front. There's a nice convenience store on the corner there. It's great. What more could you want? Right in the corner of Harmon and Paradise. I know it well, baby. Don't start giving me a song and a dance about it. Next, they'll be giving me instructions on where there's a good McDonald's in Rome, okay? On where to find a good trattoria. At the Cafeteria Trattoria in Hialeah. Here's a lady in Miami. Hello. You have what?
I already have tickets.
Great.
Yes. They're in row T. So I'll bring a few towels for my nosebleed.
Okay, and some binoculars and some oxygen.
Yeah. But they're in 230, which is basically, I think, mid-court. So.
Mid-court?
Yeah, that can't be too bad.
Uh-huh.
No? You think okay?
Mid-court should be good.
Okay.
It'll be right near the basket.
Good. I don't know what... No, see, I'm not a real hockey
That's
fan.
Okay, just to put your ass in the
but,
seat. We need lots of asses in
yeah,
seats.
Yeah, I'll
most
be
of the,
there.
Most of the people there know nothing about it either, so you don't have to feel bad. They'll be asking you questions.
And I guess there's no sense in bringing a rat if you're that far away.
Not unless you got a good arm.
No, not
Marlins
that good.
Will have some scouts there.
But I'm really looking forward to this. You know, it's
your first game?
No, we went to about five last year.
Yeah.
I understand a little bit about it. I'm not real up on it, you know, not like you or, you know, some of the guys.
That's for sure, yeah.
But I really enjoy it. It's really fun to watch. And basically, I'm looking forward to it. And then I hear the Philadelphia Flyers are really a great
They're team. Pretty exciting. Yes, they are.
So,
keep your
anyway,
eye
I'm
keep your eye on number 88.
88?
Yeah.
Okay. What number is the Needham line?
For the Panthers?
Yeah.
44.
44 and 88.
44 and 88. There you go.
Okay.
And if you're really lucky, 22, which is the next, he won't be playing Kudelski, so forget about him.
Okay, but 44, Niedermeyer's pretty good, huh?
He's pretty good.
Okay. All right, I'll be looking for 44 and 88.
And 14, Stu Barnes.
Is there a matchup?
And 12, Jody Hull.
Are there any kind of matchup?
And 27, Scott Mellenby and the Rats. What is it?
Are there any kind of, what's Mellenby?
27.
What kind of matchup? Do they have, matchup like they do in football where certain guys just match up on each other?
Yeah, they do. They try to get certain lines against other lines. Yeah, the coaches try to do that as much as possible.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to read up on a little more of it for test.
Well, buy yourself
you know what? You know what?
Yeah.
The most important thing is it's exciting. It's fun. It's really great.
When it comes to this town, you can find something exciting and fun. You got to seize it.
Hey, there you go. I mean, after the Dolphins.
Exactly. Well, I'll see you there.
I'll be there.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, she'll be there tomorrow night right at Center Court. We have an open line in Dade, 751-9463. Of course, that's where you catch all the good T-shirts from the Panther Patrol, is right there by the foul line. You can't get any fouler than the Panther Patrol. God, those guys, you're right, that do that pointing, God. And they're going back from one side to the other. And, hey, we want the T-shirts. We want the freaking T-shirts. God damn it. 12 minutes past noon at WIOD. Did you know you can buy a Miami Dolphins football helmet for only $9.99? Well, I guess the price on Dolphin paraphernalia is going down. It's true, though. It even has the official logo of America, folks. Okay, 12:18. Nothing I can do about it. Let's go to Sweetwater. Hello.
Cooper City's final.
Yeah.
Yeah, how you doing, Neil?
They suck.
Hey, I don't...
Off-duty porker. A bitch, no less. Not a guy, even, but an off-duty. Trying to throw her weight around, trying to show how macho she is.
Well, you know, those high heels can ruin the grass field.
That's probably it.
I got tickets for tomorrow, so I'm not...
Always beware of a woman in a business suit and high heels. Probably looking to start a brawl.
This town is bush league.
Yep.
I mean, we got Pat Riley. I'm a basketball fan. I know that.
You're... That's unfortunate.
We got Pat Riley in here. We can't even sell the arena for a basketball game.
Are you serial? They're not selling out?
They're not.
Well, they have lost 3 or 4 games, you know. They haven't won every game.
Well, I mean, you know, the cheap seats up in the corner. I mean, it's all bare.
Really?
There's nothing that... You haven't seen them.
No, I have not, because I know the first couple of games, they were pretty close to sellouts.
Pretty close, but they haven't sold out yet. I know that the Kings game was the first sellout for the Panthers, but...
I'm talking about the Heat.
Well, you know, I understand. The Heat haven't sold out. Forget it. They're not going to unless...
Serially?
Unless maybe the Bulls or Orlando come to town.
Unbelievable.
They haven't sold out yet.
They wonder why Wayne wants to pick up, even as much of a scumbag as he is, they wonder why he wants to pick up and get out of here while he still, you know, is solvent,
yeah,
while he still has his last $900 million.
And another thing that frosts me is the football game. You know, the networks have to buy, the last 1,000 tickets or the last 500. I mean, you hear that in the paper every Friday. I mean, mm-hmm. It's twisted pussy.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
Welcome to Miami, sir.
Go Panthers. And I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
All righty.
Bye.
Bye.
I told you we could milk that last pair for hours and hours, probably till the middle of the Phil Henry show. Boy. We have an open line in Dade, 751-9463, 751-WIOD. See, the sad part of it is if this town loses any of its sports franchises, which for a long time all we had was the Dolphins, but if they should lose any of the other three franchises... it takes a major part. I mean, we still have the Parrot Jungle. We still have the Seaquarium. In fact, the Parrot Jungle has expanded onto Watson Island now, haven't they? There's something they're doing over there. We got the Monkey Jungle. We got the Vizcaya. We got... what do we got?
Metro Zoo.
Metro Zoo. Ron, what's his name down there doing it with the animals? And that's it. And what happened to the thing about Brian Norcross? Did I toss that thing? Somebody sent me the clipping about Brian Norcross, who now says he may go into news. He wants to be an anchor, like on the Queen Mary. They're just going to drop his ass overboard. I think they're going to be in for a big surprise because an anchor can't float. But anyway, Brian, it was a Tom Zicka column, by the way, and Tom just licked and licked and licked from head to toe. Man, you talk about playing favorites. You talk about sucking around and, you know, building him up again about the brilliant job he did during Hurricane Andrew and how the entire country was there on bended knee and all this other crap. God almighty, Jicka, you are just it's just amazing, just astonishing the kind of characters we got in this town, the cast of characters. But Maurice Ferre and Joe Carollo, they're shaking hands. So it goes to show you, birds of a feather suck together. You know what I'm saying?
Hey!
Yeah. 12:21 at WYOD. Enjoy the best that racing has to offer.
Message. A message of peace. Like, how about a little piece of that pie going by? Thank you. Thank you very much. Like I was saying, Christmas is a time of hope, a time of joy, a time for loving. And I sure would love a steak slice of that feature you got there. Okay, what we want. No, where was I? Oh, yeah, Christmas. Now, Christmas to me means family. And family means friends. And friends means getting together. And getting together means eating. I'll pass me that drumstick, would you please? Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And I just want to say to you right now, you know, I may be a big star, maybe too big, but ain't nobody so big you can't reach out a helping hand, or a helping a hand. Would you hand me a helping of those mashed potatoes over there, would you please? Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, like I was saying, ain't nobody so big you can't stoop to help a friend in need over the holiday season. Now, speaking of season, you want to pass me that salt shaker when you get the chance? Thank you. Yeah, just unscrew the cover, that's right. Thank you. Thank you very much. So this Christmas, why don't y'all take a tip from old Aeolus? Now, leave those steak tips right where they are, you know what I mean? No, I appreciate it. Thank you. I want you to remember, we're all part of God's great big family. And you know God made man into his own image. And look in the mirror, I'd have to say God must be a big, big son of a gun, you know what I mean? I think he did. But I especially want y'all to remember this one last thing. When you're all at home this Christmas, stringing that popcorn up on the tree, save a big, big bowl for the king. Extra butter, know what I mean? I think you do. Thank you. Thank you very much.
12:29 at WYOD, man. Look at that phone. It's just bursting at the seams, baby. Every line on there is ringing like religiously, like with importance, like with urgency, like there's that one last pair. And look at the way I've milked this for already a half an hour. And guess what? You ain't seen nothing yet. Okay, just name me 14 dead game show hosts, and you got the pair, okay? Bill Cullen doesn't count. Alan Ludden doesn't count. Bert Convy doesn't count. Bud Collier doesn't count. Gary Moore doesn't count. Come on. Dead game show hosts. Art Fleming. Nobody told him yet. Any others? And you don't even know who Bert Convy was. That, to me, was shocking. I'm embarrassed for you.
The only game show host I can name is Wink Martindale.
Wink Martindale, also dead. He doesn't know it yet either. His teeth are still alive. The rest of him, dead. How about Jack Barry? There's another one. Nice going, Neil. I'm getting pretty close to winning that pair of tickets. How many am I up to now? About six or seven? Only seven to go. Come on, you can do it. Jack Barry, he's dead. How about Sonny Fox, the one from the $64,000 challenge, one of the shows that was picked? He's dead. Not the one from Magic. How about Hal March? $64,000 question before you were born. He's dead. Up to 9 or 10 now. Getting pretty warm. I can smell those tickets.
Hey!
Yeah, you can smell them. I don't want to say where they've been. You can smell them, Mandage. Okay, let's go to Hollywood. Hello.
I think you need some lubricated.
It may be.
Yeah, the jaw.
Yeah.
You know, put a straw in there and squirt.
Yeah. In.
And after they do that, then maybe they can flush them.
Uh-huh.
And then when they flush them, then they can work down to the toes and pull his toes out.
Okay.
And then maybe he can get to the job site.
Okay.
And that's about it.
All right. There's the first good call we had. He didn't want no tickets. We have an open line in Broward, 524-9463. What did he say?
Hey!
That's what I thought he said. Here's West Palm Beach. Hello.
Hey, how you doing there?
Okay.
What the hell is that guy talking about?
I don't know, but I liked it.
Hey, I'm a novice hockey fan, too, and I'm up here. I've seen a couple Barracudas game.
We don't want to disappoint you.
Why is the minor league team, the scoring so much higher than the professional team? I look at the scores, they're like always 8-6.
Well, because they play more wide open. They don't play as much defense. They're not as much hitting. It's just not on the same skill level.
I noticed they don't handle the puck as well. They're like when on a fast break or whatever they call
And they
it.
Don't have the goaltender.
That's true. They score some cheesy goals, I believe.
Although Curtis Joseph is playing for Las Vegas.
Really?
Yeah. How do you like that?
That's good. The Barracudas, they were the Blaze last year. They won two straight Sunshine Hockey League titles.
Great. Go Barracudas.
They're kicking him, man.
And they're not leaving town. That's great.
No, not this week.
Good.
Any chance of you seeing the big boys play?
No, no chance.
Okay.
Okay. We have an open line on the green line, 1-800-944-9463, 1-800. See, he took it easy. He wasn't pissed off. He wasn't surly. He just said, is there any chance? And I said, no. He said, okay, that's, I can handle it. I can relate to it. We got the Barracudas. Who needs your goddamn rats? Here's the mobile in Miami. Hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
How about Groucho Marx? He's really
Oh, that's
good.
Right. You bet your life. Very good.
That's right.
Groucho Marx is good. Anybody else?
How many do I need for the tickets?
Three more. Yeah.
Nope. I'm stumped. How about just a quarter of a ticket?
How about a turd? We'll send you one in the mail. So your mailman.
Hey.
Don't sniff that mail. We have an open line in Broward. 524-9463-524. Yeah. Most of the game. Now, how about the John Charles Daly? What's my line? You never saw that show. See, unless you got the game show channel, which I... Huh?
I think I saw it briefly.
Yeah, but Dorothy Kilgallen, she's dead. Arlene Francis, she might as well be. Bennett Cerf, he's long dead. What's the show that Henry Morgan used to be on, To Tell the Truth? You know, you punks, what do you know about life, okay? What do you know? You know, like Friends. Do you think that's a show?
Yeah, that was an old radio show.
That was an old radio show.
What's that?
Used to listen to that back.
What's an old radio show?
Henry Morgan was in.
What was it?
I don't remember it.
Oh. Well, that's great. I think Can You Top This was an old radio show that he might have been in with Bennett Cerf. And Kaufman. I can't think of what Kaufman's first name was. Abe Kaufman, the old Jewish comedian. Lots of old... Okay, how about dead Jewish comedians? Jackie Leonard. Ed Wynn. Huh? Come on. Dead old Jewish comedians. Eddie Cantor.
Yeah, Lenny Bruce. Lenny Bruce. Good one, Andy.
Lenny Bruce. Not old enough and not Jewish enough. See, Lenny Bruce, that it's just, you're just in a time warp.
Yes.
Exactly. Old dead Jewish comedians, Milton Berle and George Burns getting close.
Jackie Mason.
Jackie Mason getting real close. What about the guy that was up in Fort Lauderdale all the time? He wasn't Jewish. The guy that we can never think of his name at the cheap motel up there in Fort Lauderdale. He's been doing that routine for years, for about 100 years. What is it?
Monty Rock.
Yeah, Monty Rock the turd. Monty Rock the turd. He might as well be. He probably will be soon. Here's a mobile at Homestead. Hello.
Hyman Roth, man, has Jack Benny.
Hyman Roth, yeah.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
Hey, listen, if you want to...
Get out of here, Stubby. We have an open line at Broward, 524-9463-524. I think we pulled off a major miracle here. It's already 12:35 and time for the next break, and we are milking this baby, man. It's just incredible. If the farmers of America could milk their cows like this, we'd be drinking it like it would be like a dime a gallon. Okay, now what do we got on Young and Horny today? We got this Quentin, whatever this creep's name, with a blonde, which is a really, see, it's another throwaway today. None of the good stuff. 12:35 at WIOD, your used-to-be mighty good station. And we got that one big pair hanging on there, and luckily we got a lot of people that want to just talk to us and make a lot of guttural sounds on the air, which is good. We like that a lot. Here's Deerfield. Hello.
Hey, Neil, how you doing?
Okay.
Good to speak with you, actually. You know, you mentioned Kodolsky, and back in the days when I was in real estate coming up on this season,
mm-hmm.
we rented a place to him for this season. And over the past 2 days, I read about they want to buy his contract out. I'm like saying, is he still going to pay the rent?
I doubt it.
I don't think so either.
First, he's got to pay for the teeth.
You know, it's been a
it's
long...
It's always the number one expense for these hockey guys is paying for teeth.
Well, I can appreciate that. I've had a couple of pucks down my throat, you know, once or twice. And
or whatever, yeah.
How are the weekends going? What's going on with the weekends there? I mean, you know, you go away on vacation and you get to pay, which are great. I mean,
no, they're not. They suck.
Anything's better than Chris Baker. I mean, come on.
Yeah, like I said, they're pretty good.
Exactly.
And the weekend, what do they do on the weekend besides the usual trash?
Oh, God, it's all trash. I turn it off. I mean, I'd rather listen to Aaron Summers on the weekend. That could
well, I think that explains it.
Now, listen,
that sums it up.
The last time I've been to a hockey game was when the Madison Square Garden was at the old Madison Square Garden,
mm-hmm.
the square one.
Yeah.
Is there any way you can help me out?
Okay, 14 dead Jewish comedians. You got 20 seconds.
Can I fax it to you?
Huh?
Can I fax it to you?
15 seconds.
Looks like I'm out of the picture. Please help me.
10.
Neil. I don't call you. I don't ever ask you for anything in the world.
Five.
Neil, I'll suck heavy, please, I promise. I'll come to your space.
I lost track. We have an open line in Broward, 524-9463, 524-WIOD. So you wouldn't want to hear about the old Madison Square Garden because that's old stuff, like Ed Wynn and Eddie Cantor. Nobody cares about that. Let's talk about somebody more contemporary like Lenny Bruce. Yeah, I see Paul is on there with this bitch. Boy, the young and the horny, how disappointing. I guess we're going to go into a long stalemate now while the jury continues to deliberate. Even the OJ jury didn't deliberate this long.
Isn't that the way it works? Once they have sex, they don't come back to them for like a month?
Is that what it is?
Isn't that the formula?
Yeah. He takes a long time to build up again. Here's Hallandale. Hello.
Hey, Neil. How you doing?
That's what Matt said. Pretty good.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Neil, just wanted to say to you, I can't believe that you have to give away hockey tickets to get a call.
To get any calls, that's right.
Unbelievable. By the way.
Enough of the sulking.
Yeah.
Late Jewish comedian.
Yeah.
One of the favorites, Myron Cohen.
Myron Cohen, there you go. That's real late and real dead.
Yeah. What do you think tomorrow night?
Whose son is?
Myron Cohen?
His son is?
Myron Cohen Jr.
No, Joel Grey.
Oh, is it?
See, you learned something on this show already. Who said this one? Joel Grey's older than Dirt 2, by the way. How do you like that?
Jeez, you're a wealth of information.
Yeah.
Hey, Neil.
Yes?
I heard you say yesterday in regards to the Panthers that they're playing above their level.
Yes.
They're one of the better skating hockey clubs I've ever seen.
Yeah, but they're
playing.
I still think they're playing above their ability. I don't care what anybody says. I mean, I'm ecstatic they're doing great, and I love them, but, you know, they're not this good. But, with a coach like this that's got them on fire, and as long as they go out there and keep believing in themselves, they'll do it.
Tomorrow night will be a good test.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well,
it'll be great.
I just wanted to welcome you back.
And I'll see you there.
I hope so.
Okay.
Bye.
Yeah, they got plenty of tickets. Go on down and buy some. We have an open line in Broward, 524. Boy, it is just steamy hot in here. Must be me. Why are you, like, nodding your head like it's cold in here or something? It's not cold. It's boiling. Of course, the fact that my air conditioning at the house went out, too, yesterday, that might have something to do with it. There's nothing like being in Florida. That's one good thing. When it's 80 during the daytime, then it gets down to like 65 at night, so you're like boiling during the day and then freezing your ass off at night. It's kind of like a good combination. It evens itself out. Here's a lady in West Palm Beach. Hello.
Hey, Neil. What's up?
How you doing?
Not good.
Not good?
No, I have a little problem.
What's that?
See, I'm a big Panther fan. Total all out. And I'm usually at almost every game that I can make. I went at, well said.
Mm-hmm.
And I went ahead
and
got my tickets.
Yeah.
I came out, I'm at work.
Stole them, like those Luis Miguel tickets.
No, my whole car was broken, so everything was gone out of my car, including the tickets. I had them on.
Oh, my God.
I had them in my glove box. Everything in my car was stolen.
Damn it.
I got these tickets because it's my fiancé's birthday.
Yeah.
And
his mother's dying of emphysema.
No.
And she's in a coma.
No.
In intensive care.
No.
George has got his crying towel out right now. He's wiping it. And his puss, too.
So I was wondering, is there any way, I will do anything, I will give you anything if you can replace two tickets that I had.
Yeah.
Absolutely anything, name it.
How about your fiancé?
Done.
Yeah.
Done deal.
How old is he?
26.
Too old. Okay, we have an open line in the green line, 1-800-944, just over the limit, 25 is always my limit. Let's go to Miami on the Broward line. Hello.
Yeah, hi, Neil. Listen, you made a little mistake when you said that Joel Grey was Myron Cohen's son.
He is.
No, he was Mickey Katz's son.
Oh, Mickey Katz.
That's right.
Mickey Katz. I used to play his records on here in Sarasota and piss people off. All the old Jews used to get psychotic. I love Mickey Katz. Myron Cohen. Oh, I don't even like Myron Cohen. He wasn't funny. Thank God I didn't give that guy anything. He didn't want anything.
Well, I just wanted to set the record straight.
But I was close.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Right.
See ya.
Right.
Next thing, he's going to be telling me that Liza Minnelli ain't Barbara Streisand's daughter. Let's play some Judy Garland tunes. Come on. We have, no, we don't. We don't got no open lines because I'm stretching it out, baby. I never thought I could do this. I still have got it, man. And if it was cool enough here for me to be able to breathe, maybe it's just in here now. Maybe it's me. Do I have a fever? I think I better go home and take a couple of weeks off till the callers come back. So I didn't hear the part of Phil Henry's show. And I heard the first part. Phil was doing the spelling thing where he was making words up again, and these poor bastards were trying to spell them, and he was giving stuff away, which is kind of similar to what we're doing here today, which is degrading and, dehumanizing. But, hey, you do what you got to do. But evidently later on, he what were they saying? He lost it completely and was doing, just making guttural sound? He was what?
Word association.
Yeah. Which means what?
Are you
sure? Here's a mobile in Boynton Beach. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
You were talking about that old comedian in Fort Lauderdale. That would be Woody Woodbury.
Yes.
There you
Woody
go.
Woodbury. They named a soap after him, and he kept dropping it.
Woody Woodbury.
Boy, there was a guy. Of course, he wasn't Jewish, but thank God for that.
Wasn't he at the beach club or something down on the beach? They tore that place down?
No, that wasn't. I don't think that was the name of it, but he was at the same Fleabag Hotel for like...
Dante's on Federal. I think he's over at Dante's. Right over by that Bonjour.
He's still alive?
Still kicking.
Woody Woodbury is still alive?
So, well, they got him up on a pole or something. I don't know.
Next thing, they'll be bringing back Tubby Boots.
He's over at Dante's now. I work over by there. I see his name on the billboard, so he must still be alive.
I thought Dante's was an Italian restaurant.
Yeah, but I guess maybe he's at a piano bar. He was at a piano bar at that hotel on the beach.
Maybe he's doing his Big Wilson now.
Well, I like the Big, I guess, so. I don't know.
What it did for Big.
There you go.
Okay, thanks.
Have a good
one. See ya. Woody Woodbury. And the name of the hotel was the Fort Lauderdale, was it the Newport? That sounds right. The Newport. He was there since before Mother Mary was a baby, I'll tell you that. Here's Miami on the Purple Line. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Very funny. I was driving in from Orlando.
Yeah.
Lifetime Orlando Solar Bear hockey team fan. I was trying to call you to get tickets, and when I got to the arena, I bought a ticket for myself, dialed you again, and I got through, but I already got the tickets.
All right.
They're all $55 downstairs? That's crazy.
$55?
$55. I'm sitting lower bowl, section 104, row 5 or...
I don't think it's 55. I think it's...
It's in front of me, $55. He said everything in the lower bowl is 55 except right by the glass.
I think they're 45, aren't they?
No, I just paid 55. I got the ticket. But I actually, so I'm not sucking up for anything, and I have a Luis Miguel spy report.
Yeah, he's getting married.
To who?
Daisy Puente.
Oh, you knew that. I was just in the El Conquistador in Puerto Rico. See, I don't live here anymore, so I don't know this stuff.
You were in Puerto Rico?
I was in Puerto Rico right after he left Miami.
Yeah.
And he did a show in Puerto Rico. I went down there for business.
Yeah, they're going to carry it on MTV, his wedding.
His wedding?
Yeah.
All right, because the bellhop, he thought he was giving me a big scoop. He said, you know, Luis Miguel was here, and he's with Daisy Fuentes, and you know what? They're more than friends. He says, I know.
So I thought, yeah, he knows because he was in the middle.
He might have been in the middle. I'm sorry I didn't, like, uplift you with that, but at least I bought a hockey ticket, you know, and I go back to the 16 league when that was real hockey.
That's when it was real. All these punks today, if they only knew when sports was really sports
exactly. Before
we had this expansion, all this dilution, all these greedy assholes, man, that's when it was fun.
That's right. Yeah. The worst team would lose every night, of course, but they would lose 5-3 or 3-2.
But they still had great players.
Exactly.
That's what it's all about.
The level of intensity was
right.
It was unparalleled. Plus, you had the home and home series, which always, you know, had crazy rivalries. I was
yep.
a Ranger fan. You can see in Montreal every Saturday and Sunday. Saturday in Montreal, Sunday in New York was just insane. Hockey's great, but I'll tell you one thing. After buying this ticket, that I'm not a pauper, and spend the $55 just for myself, I'm down here in business. There's something really wrong. I just took my family and sort of minor league game up in Orlando. That's the best I can do. But sat in great seats, you know, $18, $54 for the three of us. And, you know, I wouldn't want to do this on a frequent basis for my family. You know, $55 a ticket.
Right.
People don't realize...
They price themselves out of
exactly.
out of existence.
Exactly.
That's right. You're right.
You know, people don't realize when they hear contracts and they say, oh, they're lunatics, so I'm not going to go to the game. They
yeah.
don't realize that it costs them in almost every facet of their existence. The advertising dollars have to go up. The products that advertise go up.
Yep.
So all of this crap...
They're killing us.
Exactly. Us rich guys, but I'm glad I do have these tickets, section,
well,
whatever.
Well, I'll see you there, pal.
So I'm a guy. I'm a real guy.
Okay.
Good talking to you.
See you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Get out of here. We have an open line on the Purple Line. That was good. He killed a lot of good time, and I mean he butchered it. AT&T Wireless Line is open, pound IOD. Pick it up and give it a shot, okay? You never know. We are going to milk this for another hour and 10 minutes. Always like that, Jeff Moss, I'll tell you. Actually, screw him, that whatever, get out of town travel. That's the good guy. Those are the good goyim over there at Get Out of Town Travel that supplied 10 of the tickets to give away 5 pair. They're the ones who come up with the good stuff, and the reason being that they couldn't give them away for love or money either. How do you like that? Boy, there is something very strange. You see, when you don't have knowledgeable people, this is a big part of the problem. And I'm going to say it again. I don't want to dwell on this. I think there are basically a core of about 9 or 10,000 fans, hockey fans, in this town. Period. Those 9 or 10,000 people know the game. They know who the players are. They know when they see a good game. They know when they see a great save by the goalie, when they see a great play by one of, like, the, that game where they had against the Leafs, where Niedermeyer and Barnes both had those two incredible goals. They know when they see something phenomenal because they understand the game. They know when the referee gives the penalty sign, you know, what the penalties are, what they're called, what they're for. They understand the game. The rest of the people are just there because they find it exciting and their lives are dull, and so they've discovered there's something actually good going on, that it's enjoyable, but they're really not sure why. They know little or nothing about it, and they go there in hopes of winning something for free. And that's the sad part, because that's the other 4,000 or 5,000 people who might actually show up. 12:51 at WIOD, there's a perfect gift for the person who's got everything for this holiday season, and in fact, it may be the perfect gift you want to give yourself. What's wrong with that? A unique mailbox for the chief.
I don't know.
He was good, though. He's good. He was in some other movie not that long ago, wasn't he, the chief? And then there was always Fredo, who was the Indian. Wasn't he an Indian in that role in the movie with Al Pacino?
Was he?
Wasn't he an Indian?
He had long, slick hair.
He looked like an Indian. One thing he was not, though, was gay. Remember that he was very upset because they said that two gay guys were holding hostages in a bank? What was the name of that movie?
Dog Day Afternoon.
Dog Day Afternoon. Very good. That is the movie where allegedly, and I did see that again not too long ago, where allegedly the first time ever it was said,
I'm dying over here.
But I never saw Al Pacino say that. He was waving a white hanky. He was going, Attica, Attica.
I'm dying over here.
Maybe he said that. And then, of course, his wife showed up, that queen. Here's Boca. Hello.
Hey, Neil. How are you?
Okay.
Well, Gene Barry for a dead talk show host for Match Game.
Jack Barry.
No, Gene Barry.
No, Jack Barry.
No, Gene Barry, the guy that's with the...
Match Game? No,
Gene Rayburn.
Gene Rayburn, he's not dead.
Oh.
He's not dead.
He isn't?
No, he should be, but he's not. Hey. I like Gene Rayburn, he was good.
Yeah, I thought that was a decent show.
Yeah.
Kitty Carlisle and all them used to jump.
Kitty Carlisle was on Match Game?
No, she wasn't. Yeah.
Kitty Carlisle was on To Tell the Truth.
Right.
With Gary Moore.
And Bill Collins.
No, yeah, on the panel. And Betsy Palmer. Betsy Palmer's dead.
I don't know her.
But you just... Betsy Palmer? She was in the first Friday the 13th. She played Jason's mother.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
Betsy Palmer. She was Mas Machu than all the guys on the show.
That's true.
How about J.P. Morgan? Is she dead or alive? She was on Gong Show.
Right.
Never
wore a bra.
Right. And well, she was a dyke. And they also had Rip, what was his name?
Torn?
Not Rip Torn. Rip with a big mustache, that silly queen. Rip Taylor.
Rip Taylor.
Right.
With all the glitter and everything.
Right, exactly. The Gong Show was really like the Queen Show. They always had a bunch of queens on there. Charles Nelson Reilly and Rip Taylor and J.P. Morgan. They had dykes on there. But anyway, yeah, that's also a good new category you opened up, is dead panelists. We ran out of hosts, but panelists, man, there's zillions of them.
Well, I missed the Panther tickets, but I heard Craig McTavish is going to be wearing a helmet because he's scared of Edge of an Ounce. First time ever.
He's not going to be wearing no helmet.
No, I saw the last Flyer game when they came into town.
Yeah.
And the Flyers were very flat. Outside of McTavish, he played a great game.
Also, Lindros didn't play that night.
No, that's true. But they just overall, the Legion of Doom line, you know, the rest of those guys were just flat. But
yeah,
it's going to be a good game tomorrow night. I'm going.
Yeah, they've been coming on strong lately, man. They're really dangerous.
Yeah.
They're playing up to their ability now. And that Dan Hextall is back, and I don't know what kind of vitamins he's taking, but he's playing pretty good lately. I don't know what his story
is.
Yeah,
in fact, Hextall didn't play against the Panthers last time because I was hoping somebody was going to smack him. And what game was it when Van Diesbrook got in a fight? That was a Buffalo game, right? Were you there for that? Van Diesbrook got in a fight with, I think, May from Buffalo?
No.
Oh, that was awesome. Awesome. Absence. Like, guy flashed Van Diesbrook. He flashed him back. All of a sudden, the gloves are dropped. You know, and he took his mask off, too.
Attaboy, Beezer.
Yeah, he was tough.
Takes a lot of balls for him to take that mask off.
I would have kept it on. Well, in closing, Joe Mendoza, you're a douchebag.
Okay.
Hang in, Neil.
See ya. We have an open line. Did we miss the Buffalo game, too? I don't think so. Could I have possibly missed the... It's possible. We have an open line. Yes, I did. In two of them on the green line. See, the green lines went dead because that's the way they usually are. 114 at WIOD.
Out here in the Old West, we used to have a saying, and that was a man could sure finish up a good day's work with a can of Swenson's beans. I ate a whole can of them. Then I listened to Phil Hendry 2-6 in the afternoon on WIOD, even before the radio was invented. It's 1843.
Phil Hendry, 2-6 p.m. on News Talk and Entertainment Radio, 610 WIOD.
Oh, Neil, my queen, gone.
the president who's black.
Oh, man.
I've seen him on TV dressed up in his soldier clothes. I heard his running mate might just be James Earl Jones.
Hey.
His name is Colin Powell. He happens to be black. The latest polls say he's the leader of the pack. Some folks used to close their minds. They say there ain't no way. But the time they changed, who knows, our next one could be gay.
Suck my dick.
Boy, I love Colin. Colin's black. That's all right. That's not so. I think it might be. 118 at WYOD. He's history, baby. He is history. He wised up, is what he did. Even Newt yesterday wised up. He said, well, guess what? I'm going to lose anyways, and everybody hates me like poison, so I don't think I'm going to do it. Thank God. And by the way, Bob Dole's got no chance of winning that election. You do understand that, don't you? Bubba's in. They might as well get it over with tomorrow. It's all over with. All these polls, this speech about Bosnia, and they like it, they don't like it. It's all over. Bob Dole couldn't get elected dog catcher. Here's Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Okay.
Good. Listen, I got a little sports trivia here. Unfortunately, I think after you gave that last set of tickets away, all your sports enthusiasts are gone.
Are they?
But let's try it anyways. I got a roommate that tells me that the pronunciation of Jim McMahon's name is Jim McMahon. And I say it's Jim McMahon, and we got a $100 bet. And we want to try to get this straight now. Will you help us?
The only asshole who pronounces his name McMahon is Ed McMahon.
So what is it, McMahon or McMahon?
McMahon.
That's what I told you.
You win. Ooh. He loses. He's an asshole.
Yeah, I know that.
Come to a cough it up and the
yeah,
money,
really.
Too.
Hey, listen, by the way, I just wanted to let you know I'm a new listener and a first-time caller.
Hallelujah. Thank God.
Great,
thank the Lord.
And when you get some Flyers-Bruins tickets,
yeah,
then I'll go ahead and give you another call.
Flyers-Bruins tickets?
Yeah.
You mean Panthers Bruins?
No, Flyers Bruins. I'm an old Dave Schultz fan.
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot.
We'll work on it for you, pal. We'll see you in Philly.
Okay, bye-bye.
See you on the George Washington Bridge. That's the wrong city. See you on the Ben Franklin Bridge or something like that. See you on the Schuylkill Expressway. We have an open line in Broward, 524-9463-524-WIOD. Here's Palm Beach on the Purple Line. Hello.
Hello.
Yes,
just
sir.
Just to remind you and your audience about France again. They also denied our aircraft to fly over their airspace when we bombed Libya, I believe.
That is absolutely correct, sir.
And we should never forget that.
And, they never met a terrorist they didn't like.
Exactly. Going back to hockey, I have a friend of mine who's down from Pittsburgh. I'm interested in, A, getting a copy of the Mike Lang cart, and also hoping you can play it sometime today.
Oh, the Mike Lang cart? I got like 8,000 of them.
Well, I don't know. The one I've heard is about 4 or 5 minutes long. Not even, about maybe 3 minutes long. Has all of his best.
Yeah, you mean when I'm playing several of them back-to-back?
I guess that's it.
I might be, I might do that.
Would you do that?
Just to piss off Jeff Rimmer, I might do that.
And also, what's the chance of me getting a copy of that?
A copy of what?
Of those cards. If I mail in a tape or do anything.
Oh, if you mail it to Georgia, we'll put them all on there.
Okay, I just need the address.
WYOD Miami, 33141.
All right.
Just put attention, George, send him a cassette, and I'll take care of it.
I appreciate it, sir.
Okay, pal.
Thank you, bye.
See ya. There's a Penguin fan. Penguins are playing Ottawa at the Civic Arena at the Igloo in Pittsburgh tonight. That game will be on KBL if you got the small dish. Will not be blacked out. Some of us, though, will be at the Pizza Loft. Damn it. Well, I mean, some of us are looking forward to being at the Loft tonight. Hey, listen, you can't see every goddamn hockey game. Now, if Jeff Cohen would pony up a little bit, if Ponytail would pony up and put the small dish up there, which he could easily do, we could be getting a great picture and watching the Penguin game right in the middle of that, signing all those stupid pictures. Wouldn't that be great, huh? I'd like it.
Oh!
No chance. 122 at WIOD. Do you need cash for the holidays? Then you need Fast Auto Loans, pronto. As they say in Italy when they pick up the phone, pronto. But remember, there's only one Fast Auto Loans. They're your solution when you need cash fast. By the way, who's going to teach me Italian? We got anybody? Is Mark Tadino going to teach me Italian, give me private lessons? If you have free and clear title to your car, Fast Auto Loans can put $2,500 in your pocket today. I'd put $2,500 in Mark's pocket. Don't be fooled by the imitators and wind up paying way too much interest. Fast Auto Loans is not a pawn shop. There's no balloon payment, and you don't sign over your title. Fast Auto Loans simply has a lien on your title. You still drive the car, you get the cash. That's the way it's always worked. That's the way it works right now. You can't beat it. No embarrassing credit checks, no lengthy approval process, no bullcrap to go through. Call right now for instant approval, and the cash will be in your hands within 24 hours. Call 1-800-910-FAST. 1-800-910-FAST. Fast Auto Loans is fully licensed by the Florida Department of Finance. They participate in BBB Cares. What's that? It's a program administered by the Better Business Bureau of South Florida. So get your cash fast for the holidays from Fast Auto Loans. Three convenient locations in Dade, in Broward, and Palm Beach. Soon to be four, by the way. Call them today and get some money in your hand. Call 1-800-910-FAST. 1-800-910-FAST.